You are listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Comedia Go-Go's podcast, Public Access. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And Regan, we are happy campers to be talking about what today?
We got three fantastic topics. Topic number one is, give us a person you'd like to see portrayed in a biopic, but horribly miscast him or her. What would the film title be?
Easy question.
Yeah, I'm sure we got a ton of answers online for that one. Topic number two, tell us about a celebrity you admire before they die.
That's right.
So this is just a, tell us about a celebrity you admire.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? Before they die had to be on there.
All right. And topic number three, have you ever used a fake ID? Whose was it and why? Not just a driver's license, but any form of fake identification.
And we are pleased as punch to have back on the podcast, not once, not twice, but thrice, or possibly even fourth.
The combination?
Combination. Yeah. Public Access, like, all-stars, almost. Yeah. Jay White Cotton and Tom Simmons back in town.
Yeah.
Guys, how are y'all doing today?
Perfect. It's been that kind of a day.
Yeah.
I think across the board, everyone who has asked today has given that answer. Like, seriously, everybody has had kind of like,
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Kind of a day.
You know, that's the tone of the country, I think, right?
Right.
Now.
Just, yeah. Is it like that in the Carolinas, Tom?
No, man. It's great. Everything's great.
Everything's groovy, right?
Yeah, tell us how Trump country's doing.
Come on.
Y'all got real Harveys out there, right?
Yeah. Like, yes.
Yeah.
So how are things been, Tom? It's been a while, man. What have you been doing? What have you been up to?
You know, I do the sort of web series that I do, mm-hmm. writing jokes about topical stories and, you know, trying to get those
out. And the name of that for our listeners?
It doesn't really have one anymore. It used to be called So Then There's This.
Yeah.
I guess it still is, but it's not a show anymore. It's just me doing them like one take.
Oh, fuck. Cool. So, that's awesome.
Yeah, without all the graphics and stuff, just, you know.
Right on.
So, anyway.
Bare bones.
Bare bones.
But still yes. Same content.
Yeah, so I do that and then stand up, you know. And then I help coach my son's little league team. So I get to be home, you know, to do that.
That's fun.
Yeah, so yes. People's parents, are you guys parents
playing with around?
I grew up in a baseball family. My dad was my coach my entire life, so I'm on the other end of that.
Yeah, yeah. How can the language be on here? By the way,
You say whatever. Okay.
You've been this podcast.
Parents
four
are
times
fucking assholes. How about that? Everybody thinks these kids are playing baseball, and every one of these parents thinks their kids going to the fucking major leagues.
Unless they're Dominican like family, then nothing's fucking happening.
Right? What you know? The kids don't. Obviously, they don't really want to listen. I mean, I'm not a huge baseball guy. We've talked about this before. I get my son lessons from people that know what they're doing.
Yeah,
because
right.
Like, I want him to have a chance to play in high school, and you can't if you're not
absolutely
really
absolutely
good.
Yeah,
and so we try to work on it. But I'm as assistant coach on the team. They tried to fire me from the team.
What?
Why?
And I'm a volunteer. They tried to fire. Like, they were like,
your political views don't match.
First of all, that's another thing. They hate.
Is it?
They hate that I'm not a Trump supporter. All of them, right? So not all.
Who would
of them,
have thought about that in North Carolina?
Well, yeah, that's true. But I don't know. So
sounds like the frustration of a man whose vote truly doesn't count.
Right. It really is. Yeah. Really, like, there's like, you know, like the guy.
I have a voice. It's the third voice coach. I got some signals for these kids. I've had this joke. I've been trying to get him for like 3 years. I just decided I'm going to start doing it because fuck him, because he won't do it. But I have an impression of him being a conspiracy dad, because he's all into conspiracy theories, like trying to.
Do you think Bill Hicks is Adam Jones?
Adam Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
No.
Adam Jones is the bassist for.
Yeah, for. No, Adam Jones is the guitarist for Tool.
No, that guy's crazy. That guy makes that guy makes conspiracy look bad. You know what I mean?
He makes us look like we're full of shit.
Yeah, right. It's like
no one will take me serious because of this guy.
That's right.
We're talking about the lizard
it's like
people.
When I was reading about Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and I turn on the news, and Osama bin Laden's holding it in his hands one of his videos.
Come on, man.
This is
you know what? The lizard people planted Alex Jones to like make the conspiracy theorists seem like they're full of shit, so no one will take conspiracy theories.
That sounds like Scarface's take on hip hop. He's like, all these bullshit young artists are shit, and they making hip hop look bad.
Don't even look like fools.
So the white man.
I've been in a YouTube hole of my favorite thing going on in music right now is the divide between old school rappers and mumble rappers.
Yeah, that's fun. Of course, it's a fun little thing.
It's furious. The amount of anger Snoop Dogg has for Young Jeezy or whatever is ridiculous. And the kids don't give a fuck.
They're ruining the game.
They don't care.
They're ruining the game.
When you see a kid in a middle class suburban house, dressed like a Jackson Pollock painting, like his mom was in now.
That 90s fucking like
the,
slash.
With the workouts tights that chefs still wear for some reason.
Right. That taper at the ankle.
Taper sweatpants, essentially. Yeah, exactly.
And he's just nicely talking about, I just don't really big. I'm from a middle class neighborhood. I don't care about Biggie.
You're right. Exactly. I didn't understand them when they had clarity. So what difference does it make? Is basically what they're saying.
Is the conversation any different than it was when Snoop Dogg and those guys were rapping and that old school rap before them is like, these guys, remember, we used to have fun. And
we
just
used to rap going to the grocery store.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think Big Daddy Kane really had a big problem with it. I guess maybe the gangster rap.
Yeah, I was going to say gangbanging sort of rap kind of put a bad name.
Well, yeah, that was the divide. The line between that was MC Hammer and just Hammer.
Right. Because Pumps in the Bump was a lot different than So We Pray. No, So We Pray.
Put those two
videos next to each other back to back. So that's why We Pray and Pumps in the Bump, where he has an erection in a Speedo. Yeah, that's where he lost his money.
Dude, you just remind me of one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. I don't even know why I'm going
to make it happen.
So it has to do with Hammer and a Boner. Go for it. I want to hear your third base joke, but I want to hear his boner.
I don't really. That was it. You got the idea. We don't need
it. Yeah, a conspiracy theorist third base
joke. Let's go on to Tom ruining his reputation.
The most embarrassing story of your life that has to do with a broke black man's boner.
No. It's my own boner, and it was in a swimsuit. You know what I'm saying? Like as a kid. You know, whatever, 12-ish, 13, whenever you first start, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just remember, you wear those stupid bikini things to race in, basically.
I mean, none of us ever wore those.
Someone was a kid in the late 70s.
Right, yeah. No.
Someone was an athlete that could swim.
Exactly. Right. Someone looked okay in it.
Someone made more than 4 points in a basketball game.
Yes. So anyway, I remember thinking, oh, man, you can't see nothing in my pants. Like this other guy, look, you can see this other guy, so... anyway, so I ended up with a
willed an erection to prove you
had while I'm standing on the damn podium, getting ready to dive in.
That's going to create some water resistance.
Yeah, I was about to say.
No, it was a good rudder.
I was going to say, like a rudder, right? Like an oar? Like, you didn't use it like an oar?
I think I got DQ'd.
That's what I like about Texas.
12-year-old, you can no longer swim the backstroke. Whatever.
It looked like a fucking
dorsal jaws.
This sucks because I've been using mine like a periscope.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking. Mine's an anchor.
Yeah, you said it like it was an insult, but
it weighs him down, man. Exactly, dude.
I barely swim with this giant dick of mine.
It's not all it's gashed up to be.
You're the guy in the giant iron suits at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, exactly, right. I'm fucking Luca Brasi with my dick.
You're sleeping with the fishes.
I got concrete shoes.
Give him the concrete shoot. No, he doesn't need them.
Just push him in the water.
Give him a Playboy and push him in the water.
That's buoyancy, dude.
Someone's getting the cannoli.
Leave the cannolis.
Real quick, Tom, where does one go for good conspiracy stuff online? Like we're a legit website.
Quality sources.
Yes, exactly. Like good sources. What website do you believe?
I don't really have one that I go to be honest with you. I'm sorry,
like
I don't.
A real
you do your own
research.
No, it's your own research.
I just make up my own thing. You know what I'm saying? No, it's just
it's the collective, the mental collective. I think of people stringing the thoughts and the theories together, and then that become almost undocumented thought. Becomes like just common knowledge, but it's conspiracy.
So
theory, common knowledge.
Bonus question: What conspiracy theory do you feel is the most like infallible, like it's like concrete, it's the truth and everyone, but like the number one, would you say?
Do we all have an answer?
Do we all that's
I mean,
a good
I
one.
I do. Mine's 9/11.
For me specifically Tower 7.
Tower 7 specifically. Mine's the fucking Pentagon, like there's no fucking plane. I also believe that the flight whatever over Kentucky or Pennsylvania like was shot down.
It's funny that you know? Like, I've looked into this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
I can tell
Tower
you what happened in 9/11.
And
you know what I mean? That plane dropped somewhere in Kentucky, right? Well, you can't be like, I've looked into this.
What is it?
Like,
Philadelphia.
You don't even know where the plane went down.
Pennsylvania. Yeah. Flight 92. How about that?
They made a movie, right?
Okay. Yeah.
93?
Right. Is it 93?
Is it 93?
No, it's 92.
We don't even know.
They want you to think it was 92.
Yeah, exactly. Lizard people fucking put something in my brain and make me forget. But I think that it was just a PR story of the let's roll and the fucking crew saving everyone's life. I think it was just totally just made up. And then the fact that they took all of the pieces of the World Trade Center and dumped them in the ocean when it was a fucking crime scene. Like, 9/11 to me.
Yeah, that's got me.
I'm not one of those that thinks Bush planted the terrorists, but all that other shit, they're hiding something. Like 100%. What's yours, Tom?
I don't like you. Just when you said, "What's the one I know?" I have this. I feel like I don't know. Like every time I feel like I know it, then I'm just like, I question it. Like the one that got me the most, obviously, is the Federal Reserve. You know, the people own the money, and to me, it just makes sense. As you break it down, I don't think it may not be specifically the Rothschilds and J.P. Morgan, and you know, these guys, this the Rockefeller, that small handful or whatever. But it just it's obvious to me that that's real. You know what I mean?
That like someone owns
that all someone
the money
owns
in the, world.
The money or is in control,
control of
those
of
things.
The economy.
So to me, that opens up.
Well,
that opens up to me the 9/11.
I don't think that's a conspiracy. I just think that's always been true.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Right.
That's like there's always been kingmakers. There's always been people that hold the power, and that's how civilization has rolled for a long time.
Right. Have they explored that more? I don't want to spoil Game of Thrones for me because I wait till the season's over and then get it illegally.
Game of Thrones.
But do they use the
Iron Bank or whatever?
Have they explored that more at all?
That actually plays in part with
Let's put it next to Frankenstein and the dragon.
Yeah.
And all the
it
other
does.
Crazy
like, to
shit.
Answer your question, that actually plays into the season. The whole like debts to the Iron
Bank.
That's my
favorite thing about that goddamn show is that. That somehow, because they have an Iron Bank of the financial money, that gives legitimacy, even though they're comparing it to dragons and wood fairies and zombies.
But there's a real economy.
And the Federal Reserve is coming to take us.
Yeah.
And white people are just going to rush us and take it.
No, it's the other scary thing because of dragons and zombies and everything. It's the other scary thing, and that's bankruptcy. It's having no more money left is a genuine threat.
The wall coming down was an inside job. You're telling me that ginger wildling didn't have something to do with it?
I'm never watching it.
Oh, there's a lot of spoilers.
You'll hate it.
I know I will hate it. Yeah.
You'll hate the show all
Game
overall.
Of Thrones? Yeah.
Larry doesn't like fantasy stuff.
No.
What are you talking about? He's in comedy.
Nice. I live in a fantasy land. I don't believe a dragon's going to come and save
me. I'm in the same thing about like it's not conspiracy theories. It's just things that people – everyone knows it's true, but it just feels like it's a theory. Like shit like that. And my favorite thing – and it's real. It's true. But my favorite thing was like fast food restaurants – building their chairs at a slight incline that forces your viewpoint into your food, and their seats are purposefully more uncomfortable
so they can
eat your food and get the fuck out and you have to lounge in there.
You don't think that any of that's real?
No, I do think that's real,
but
I treat it as a conspiracy theory. Okay. Like as if I like solved the mystery. Like the real reason why the seats are uncomfortable, but it's like just true.
But if you talk
true.
To like the fucking what's the CEO of McDonald's? Who is it? The biggest shareholder?
Ronald McDonald.
Ray Kroc.
Bernie Rape Madoff.
That's not true.
The guy who owns Coke.
Bernie Rape Madoff is
Coke
Brothers.
Okay. The Coke Brothers. There you go. Yeah. They fucking, see, you asked him that, and then it'd be like.
That's the kind of thinking where all this conspiracy bullshit comes from.
Right, exactly. You just play a word salad until you find a. They prove that one thing, and that evolves. That's like that's the beginning of the evolution of the bigger ideas.
This is my problem with most conspiracy theories, is that listen to the people that are really believing in it. And you kind of like – I used to love conspiracy theories. It was like – because it was fantasy to me. It was like, right. Oh, what an interesting idea. What a cool thought. And then I started meeting other people that were into conspiracy theories. I was like, I don't want to be this guy.
Yeah. It's kind of a scary, sad
– That's what I mean about Alex Jones. Like, because now, man. Like, you even talk about like 9/11 and people are like, oh, these guys with their Sandy Hook. Yeah. No. What? No, I won't.
Yeah.
There's – you guys just named 15 different like circumstantial pieces of evidence. Like, to me, that's
the problem is like if the evidence doesn't fit your narrative, then conspiracy theorists automatically dismiss that evidence. You'll see this with anti-vaccines.
Right.
The anti-vaxxers, one fraud came out and profited and say that this is creating autism, and they've just latched onto it because it feels true. Big pharma taking all the money, trying to keep us down. Meanwhile, babies are just straight up dying since 2007. Yeah. Like old world diseases are coming back.
The measles and the mumps.
Like if you can't look at the
smallpox.
Like, if we're talking about evidence and putting things on the – putting everything on the Tupac. Yeah. If we're putting – one pox, two pox, three. Yeah. If we're talking about evidence, then like let's take the decrease of vaccines and compare that to the increase of dead babies.
Right.
Should outweigh to – I don't know. I think pharma's, you know, they're trying to make a little profit on this.
Right.
Right.
You're right. But you know what? At least they died, like, out of the womb.
Look, I'm not saying people with autism.
That's the important thing.
If a baby's going to die and suffer, it better be outside of a vagina.
Look, I'm not saying people with autism shouldn't be exterminated for a pure race. Right. I'm saying.
Sure. No. People without autism should be annihilated. So we have a world full of autistic people concentrating and making shit like really good.
It's a good argument.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
Look,
can you imagine a world full of autistic people just concentrating on shit like hardcore?
People with autism can be dicks. All right.
Yeah, but
I'm sure there's good autistic people and bad ones.
You've obviously met a few bad ones. You're mad about – like you could have one in mind right
no,
now.
No, I'm just generalizing.
Jerry with all of
no, you're just basing this on movies. Like,
I'm basing this on humanity.
Or the Crispin Glover autistic character he plays in every movie.
Look, just like
every day of his life, just like
my grandmother who's very racist, there's going to be good ones and there's going to be bad ones.
Jesus Christ.
And that goes across the board to everybody. Except Mormons. They're all good.
Yeah, they are pretty cool guys.
Really? The FDLS guys are not. Have you ever read Krakenauer's book on them?
No,
on the
I'm sure
of heaven?
They're pretty
Yeah, they're, there's some of the
– Yeah, the polygamists and stuff.
Well, not just that. They got a kooky history, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, God,
Yeah. Jesus, the real Jerusalem is like in Colorado.
Right? Mormons tried to murder my family.
Really?
No, let's no, hear about this.
In the Old West, yeah.
In the Old West.
See, the good thing about White Cotton is his lineage. He can go pretty far.
My dad was the guy that was snoring, that the one guy that shot in the back.
No, check this out. My great-great-great-grandmother. Okay, you know the Donner Party? You ever hear the Donner Party?
Yeah, they ate each other.
Yeah, they ate each other. Here's the thing. Our family and a whole bunch of other families and the Donner Party – we were all traveling together towards the – and we hit the Rocky Mountains. And then we realized, winter's coming. We're going to just stay – we're just going to hang out here
Game of Thrones
and wait it out.
Yeah, right.
And then Donner Party said, well, fuck it. We're going to go in there. And then they ate each other and all that stuff.
Right.
Meanwhile, while we were hanging out on the prairies waiting for the shit to calm down, the Mormon camps were coming in.
They were killing lots of people.
Killing people and they're stealing women. My great-great-great-grandmother pretended to be autistic, retarded, I don't know, and sick. Yeah. She just pretended special. It was just coughing, and so they let her go. They just like, all right, we're not taking this one.
Oh, they
and that's why I think I'm alive.
Not them like smashing an autistic chick, man, because they concentrate really hard on pleasing you.
What?
These aren't children we're talking about. It's an autistic adult. Okay, guys?
I'm trying to think of what your experiences with autistic people are.
They're really good at what they like. And if you meet an autistic woman who's really into sex,
what great general base knowledge of autistic people do you have?
Which brings me to the point I've been trying to make.
Yes.
It's a spectrum. It's something that we're still learning about. It's if you it was autism and what, Asperger's.
Yes,
It was a German guy that came over and was like running away from the Nazis. They're starting to realize that there's different levels to it, and it's being reported more. So yes, there's more recorded cases of autism because we're more aware of it, and we're more aware of the different signs.
But I also think there's misdiagnosis of autism and ADHD.
Oh,
and I think that it's just a throwaway diagnosis on some people, you know, because there's severely autistic children and people that have severe functional capabilities. And then there's just like brats and people that just really can't concentrate, and you just automatically throw them as autistic, just at a different level. I think that's
bullshit. No, I watched a video on this, and the guy's answer to it was like, you need to take your kid out hunting.
Oh, Jesus.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or heavily medicate them with fucking Adderall and Ritalin.
That's what parents are going to
do. I can tell you they play baseball better when they're on their medication.
Is that right? Oh, yes. Well, you know what? You juice them up. Juice them up,
Coach
man.
Simmons.
That's right.
Coach Simmons on
get
third.
These kids taking their ADHD medicine correctly.
Exactly. And you know what?
How did they try to kick you off the team?
Yeah.
Because they concentrate on the ball a lot better when on Adderall.
It's not even his prescription, sir.
Is that performance enhancing drugs?
Would it be considered performance enhancing?
I don't know.
Not at that age.
Adderall, yes. Adderall,
baby. At that age.
Adderall, they used to take that back in like Hank Aaron's day a lot. Those guys really made, they took a lot. Was it, they took amphetamines and stuff?
Yeah. That was the soul. That's how we won World War II.
Yeah.
We just hooked everyone up on speed. Hitler was on speed.
Yeah, he sure is.
No, they got mad at me because opiates. I told a kid
mostly
the truth.
Oh, how dare you?
Shit. Wait, was the truth that he's not a good player?
Or like, well, they, with a capital T?
Well, this kid we've coached, I've coached off and on for a couple years, and he, you know, there's some basics that you work on that he wouldn't do, and he wasn't pitching well, and then he's telling me how he's the best pitcher on our team and should be pitching more.
And I was
he
responded with 9/11 was an inside job.
Coach Simmons, what's 9/11?
It writes itself.
Yeah.
So anyway, I showed him the stats, and he was our worst. I was like, you have the worst strike percentage.
Oh, man.
So yeah, that's why you're not
pitching as fuck.
Do what we say, and you'll do better. And then, oh my God, he's traumatized my son.
Yeah, that's the problem with Little League.
If I was traumatized by something I told him during practice, would be the first time he listened to a coach all year. Okay,
hell yeah, that's a coach talking. I believe you're a fucking coach. That is a coach gripe. Yes. You need a Coors Light and a koozie with your team's logo on it.
My dad was
the Wildcats.
Our coach, because he also coached my two older brothers. This was, you know, 80s, 90s, you can still get away with things you wouldn't get. Like he verbally yelled. Like, he didn't ever cuss, but he would like grab us, especially his sons, by the hair and like drag them off the field and like, or by the shirt. And like,
he had that whole, like, if your son hasn't cried on the baseball field, then he can't hit.
Oh God. Like, yeah, he would yell at us, and I can't imagine.
But just you guys.
No, but he yelled at the other guys too.
Oh, he like, would.
And he's scary. But
the opposing team,
you just kind of figure that's what you're. But to me, it's weird because if you're in football, it's almost an expected thing to get yelled at by like a football coach yelling at you and hollering at you from the sidelines is like completely like normal. But
would
like
you
a
think it's
coach,
because they're wearing helmets and can't hear, or because it's a more violent sport?
No, well, true. Yeah, because there's the coaches that grab them by the face mask, yell, blah, 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 blah. You know,
I had all that shit. I hate all that organized sports. I'm not putting my son in organized sports.
That's the only way I can come.
Yeah, right. Just grabbing a child by the face mask.
Well, that's one way to go with it.
Or having an old man yell in your face.
You know what? Pick your poison.
You autistic motherfucker.
Well,
yeah, you're good at what you do is basically what I mean.
Coaching the Little League kids?
Yeah, no, just if I say, hey, man. You're autistic. That's like
that means you're good at what you do.
You're really good at something.
You know how to concentrate.
Dude, you've made that point. Like, every way possible, from having sex to being good at
I'm autistic about making points. Okay, Go on, Tom. So.
Old Larry hot takes.
Oh, dude, if Jess can ruin my life with just fucking like out of context, fucking or in context things I've said on his podcast, I can't.
Oh, you should really edit those out and make like a reel of.
Oh, it's just a reel. It
would be 3 hours long.
Yes,
it would be, and
terrible.
Make total sense.
So, how long did you play, by the way?
From essentially like 8 to 17, 18, like up to high school times.
Yeah. So. And then you just got burned out on it? Or
no, I screwed up my leg and got into theater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
my
dad.
My father
dream.
Hated it. Yeah. Both of my older brothers, they both played college, and then one of them went semi-pro. But yeah, I went to theater. I did acting.
But see what happens when your coach grabs you by the hair and yells at you from 8 years
old? You get
good.
You
get really good.
You get good. Yes. I'm not going to be like, we were all good. Like, me and my brothers were good.
That kid that you told the truth to is going to be a fucking terrible adult.
He's actually a good player, but he just was like, he wanted to do, and everybody wants, they all want to do it their way. No kid is ever like, hey, coach, how can I get better? They just want to hear how great they are, you know, and then whatever. And then you talk to him honestly, and people are like, you can't yell at our kid. You just yelled over the fence at your kid. I don't care if you don't make a play. Just don't embarrass me. Like that.
God,
you yelled
damn
that
it.
At your kid. And I'm like.
And you're the person he loves and trusts 10 times more than this coach.
But yeah, I will tell you. I haven't said anything half as bad. Or like, if he talked to my kid that way, I would come at him with a baseball bat. It's like, bring it on, dude. If your swing's anything like your son's, you got an 0-37 chance of hitting it. Jackass.
that's the best.
When everything's okay, you son of a bitch, like that's the tipping point. That's
what comes after.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I play soccer, you asshole.
I don't think you should coach the game. I think you should announce them.
There's nothing
more funny than watching like really fat, out of shape parents yelling at their kids for not being better athletes. Like, you gotta run, fat. Are you kidding me? You're eating 3 hot dogs right now.
I didn't have that. My dad was that guy, but he was drunk and his ass was hanging out. He would just like climb the fence just holding onto it to keep himself up.
Yeah.
And I think it embarrassed all the other parents into just acting right.
Yeah, we have a couple. We just have, you know, you play. It's like you play it all the time. It's like there's parents that cycle in and out, and everybody's got their own. Like,
sure.
So it's fun, but whatever.
My thing as a parent is if I was to put my son in organized sports, I would be okay with the coach yelling at him.
Right.
Like I remember that's part of organized sports.
Most people are.
What I would fucking jump a fence and fight a dude over is if a parent got in his face. Like if another parent got in his face for whatever reason, with the exception of if my kid did a dick thing to his son, I'd probably be like, hey, it's part of the game, like calm down, you know. But if some parent got all psycho on, I would probably go fucking apeshit.
The coaches that are bad, they don't yell at them. They don't get frustrated, and they're great. But I don't know how the people do that. Yeah. Like I tell my wife, it's like you yell at him the fourth time you tell him to turn his iPhone off.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that's all I'm doing is I've told you 9 times to move over a little bit, and you're not, you know.
So run through first base, don't stop.
Yes. Yeah. Like,
basically, anyone with a whistle has the authority to just yell at your kid.
No, and organized. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
tight shorts. Uncomfortably tight shorts.
A London cop, what are they called?
Bobby.
Cop? Yeah, Bobby. Yeah. Can yell at my kid? Japanese cop?
Would you? French guy in the street?
Yeah, Euro raver?
I knew you were going
to raver. Of course.
I'll ask this from the parents thing.
Saw it coming, she did it.
This is like in the news, and this is like a big thing. Would you let your kids play football?
Fuck no. Yeah. Fuck. Join the army, play football, or not option?
I actually tried to talk a kid into playing. He left our team to go play football, and I was like, you need to go home and watch Concussion 4 times.
Exactly.
And then, because first of all, I liked him, so I wanted to play on the team.
Make him watch the one about the money. There's more money
any given Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There's more money in baseball?
Oh, there's so much.
So it's much more.
Oh, because
it's
absurd
how
less
much
players,
a baseball
right?
player makes compared to a football player.
Well, except for, like, I mean, the minor leagues is like they make less than minimum wage over
Tell
years.
Me the NFL's minor leagues.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah. And
they play for free.
There's about, like,
yeah, the NFL minor leagues.
I was
going to
say,
yeah.
like, baseball, there's like AAA, AA. Like, there's like different
leagues. Yeah.
There's a lot of opportunities out there if you're decent. Whereas football, yeah, you're playing for free. You're paying for your own pads. You're paying for all that stuff.
You're paying a registration fee and all this stuff.
Oh, I didn't even
Basketball's
know.
Decent. Basketball's like
middle
ground.
You can play in Europe and shit like that.
You can go overseas, and there's some other leagues around. You can make
There's a middle class in the NBA.
But like,
and
if you look at the top baseball players and how much they earn compared to the top football players and how much they earn, it's night and day. Like it's I don't get it. I don't even get it.
And
like,
length of time in the sport.
Yes.
Average is 3 years in football.
Yeah. Baseball, you just ride the
bench. So I made the right choice putting my son in baseball. Yes. If he's got a shot, it's like, first of all, he's going to be a normal, like smaller white guy. There's not many sports he can really play when he's as a 170-pound,
I mean, he can play 6'2". Coach.
He could, he could replace me.
Those that can't coach.
Yeah. I never played like he played. You know what I mean? That's what I mean. I'm not out there like I know baseball. I just watch the Braves and listen to their announcers, and then I watch him get lessons from guys that are teaching him.
But I'm sure Coach Popovich can't fucking hit a free throw.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah, he played.
He played college, Air Force.
Bullshit.
He played basketball. I
can't believe it.
He didn't play professionally.
That's what I'm saying.
But he's still better than all of us.
Yes.
Doubt it. Better than me? Have you seen my stats?
God damn it.
Fat Ray Allen, dude. Fat Ray Allen all day. So that's good, Tom. Baseball.
Sorry, we can get off that. I'm sorry. No,
it's fun because that's seasonal, right? Like, do you not do comedy when it's baseball season?
No, I do it all the time. I leave. Yeah. I just do it when I'm home, which is
no. That's being on the road with him a lot more. He'll take like during the days he's watching his son play.
Oh, that's awesome!
His phone.
That's
on
great.
A Saturday they'll do like game changer stats. That's how I had the stats for the kid.
10 a.m. My alarm is.
think I'm not paying attention? This is how I watch the games.
Fucking swing!
So on stage,
I text him.
You have to chastise him.
I text my son for after the game that, dude, you got to swing the bat.
God damn.
You can't stand there and watch three strikes with guys on base. It's your job to drive in runs.
You know, we had to be and Stuart. We kind of guilted him because, like, I try to remind us, like, you did say you love him though, right? you did remind him.
But you know what?
He knows I love him.
A fatherless son, right? Even if my dad was calling,
you sang it like an old blues singer.
A fatherless son. if I was singing like a Black Keys, anyway. Even if you were calling just to bitch me out, I would be like, wow, at least you're taking time to pay attention.
I don't see it. I wasn't bitching him out, but you're right. It's
I'm
like
not
it was.
Saying you were about this, you know.
He walks into the green room. Hey, I think I might have hurt him emotionally. Someday, because the guilt comes in, he's like, did I go off a little too hard?
I did. I have.
Well, I want to transition. So you're talking about touring more with Tom, and tell me a little bit about that, because I was really excited when I saw that. Come to form, and for those who don't know what we're talking about, what tour do you guys do? What's it called, and who's in it?
It's called the American Heretics, and it's me and him and Stuart Huff.
Yeah,
and
one of the coolest fucking art I've ever seen.
Yeah,
for a comedy poster.
Brett Brock.
They're burned at
Nashville,
the stake.
Tennessee.
Burned at the stake.
The idea is to market to the audience that wants to see what we do,
cool. Right?
Instead of
And what is that? How would you define what you do?
Well, that was the problem with the marketing. Apparently, you got to know
what you
what to
do.
Call it.
Yeah, how to describe
I think American Heretics was a fucking great name.
It did really well with Canadian audiences. They were attracted to the idea.
Yes, and we're all terrible at marketing and knowing we're terrible at it. So that's a big flaw in our game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
The worst too. We're really bad at promoting ourselves and marketing.
Yeah, and we just keep saying, oh, well, if we're great, it'll work.
If you're good enough, if you're good enough, this will happen.
No.
Talent will get you everywhere. No, you coach baseball.
That's right.
Your dad's got to be the coach, yeah.
Yeah, I'm out there bitching at my son about, well, you got to work on your game. All right, I'm going to get coffee. the idea is, you got to reach the people. So, and to me, I just don't have the patience anymore to be out there sleeping on couches and making no money and blah, blah, blah. So
right,
are you going to pay me to do my show? And then it's good, but it's
we kind of hit the wall.
Yeah.
Where we're trying to like,
the clubs aren't booking it because why?
But clubs? Why not go the rock venue?
Right. Because we're all terrible. We're all terrible at booking ourselves.
Yeah,
we're terrible at, you know what I mean? So
I think I talked down
really
a
good comics. You know what I'm saying?
They were willing to pay us more, and I said no.
Yeah. You're like, you know what, man?
And when I made that mistake, I was like, all right, I'm just going to back out. Yeah. my negotiation skills.
I think that's one of the – I think it's interesting. Comedy is one of those things where, like, if you're a musician –
Like, you're really good, and people can kind of, like, obviously see it. But if you're a bad musician, it's really hard to, like, promote yourself and market yourself to be No, I'm talking, like, if you're a guitarist,
that's not
dude.
True at all.
Yeah. Comedy
takes its cues from the music industry.
Right.
All right. Comedy is 10 years behind all the gimmicks that bad bands make. Those gimmicks slowly slide their way into the comedy world in the scope of 10 years. So right now we're just catching up to having excessive merch tables.
Yeah. Flyering at other venue shows, like, which is the same thing. Yeah.
Beautifully graphic designed. Like, I want to do a graphic designers of comedy tour. And just put all these horrible comics who make great posters.
The comic who draws tour, which is just terrible comics who have a lot of friends and people that show up to support them.
Well, I've been on that one.
You
know what we did find with this show? Like, when people come out to it, like when we did one in Savannah, and it's like, you know, if it's 120 people or whatever, but they specifically came there to see it, it, you know, it changes the game.
It's
it
different.
Changes the entire show. Yeah. Right. So you can talk a little bit more about these subjects. They want to hear, they want there to be challenged a little bit. We did a fringe festival down in Orlando that where like, they like, it's amazing. They want to hear, like, you to go further and people say now, oh, it must be great to be a comedian with now because you got Donald Trump. It's like easy. No, it's exact. You guys know it's the exact opposite. These guys are such dick butthurt people, you know, especially the baby boo-hoo hoomers. They're so mad when you do one Trump joke. Literally like,
did you tell them about the guy starting out?
They're laughing for 20 minutes at a show and you do one Trump joke and literally a 70-year-old man is getting up like, walking out of the room.
Larry,
like,
just had this problem when he did his last show.
Yeah, I'm doing my cancer material, right? And all that I said was that I blacked out during the elections.
You didn't say blacked out. You were a little racy about it.
Right. Well, I
should not have used the N-word in that context.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I
mean, which, weirdly enough, the Trump supporter was all for.
All for. I nigged out of my life, right? Renigged. And so basically, I said I got knocked out during the elections, and I woke up and Donald Trump was the president. And even though I'm happy to be alive, part of me wishes I was just in a coma in the hospital.
You're just in there for like four more years.
And he got up and walked out.
Is that crazy? Yeah, like,
and
not
I
even
was
one
saying
joke.
Racist things. I was saying kind of right wing e jokes, you know, just to, you know, be tongue in cheek about it. And yeah, he was enjoying it the whole time until I said that, and he complained. He gave the theater a 1-star review.
Well, you also, not defending the guy, but you also verbalized it. You said
Trump's an idiot.
Trump's
an
idiot. Exactly.
But I said,
that's
regardless
not really
of
disputable.
Your, but yeah,
of course, right.
No, I said it doesn't matter if you're far left or far right, or even if you are a Trump supporter, you have to admit the guy's an idiot.
Yeah,
that's all I said.
That's still not. Yeah, that's not allowed to break that straw. Yeah. You know,
I think I found a way
back.
Around
it's ridiculous.
It. I think I found a way around it. Is just reminding people that they're just fucking nerds for authority.
Yeah.
You know, like, are you really, did you have your high school principal poster
right
in your wall?
Wow. Dude.
Man, that's my guy right there. You know, fucking grow up, you fucking pussy.
Yeah, that guy doesn't let the AV club fucking, you know, run the
You can
the
hate
halls.
Obama and Trump equally because they're in charge.
Yes.
Fuck authority.
I sort of trying to set it up by sort of saying that sort of same setup of like they're people are so divided, and that's the way they want it, right? And going back to conspiracy, that's what they want. Yeah. They want us mad and fighting about stupid shit amongst each other and literally hating one another, and then they walk away with all the money and the resources, you know, so and the power. So that's sort of how the angle that I'm trying to use to get in to talk about
just
that.
Like now, Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Now that, shit. Now, the American heretics, like for people who may have missed the point, was about Southern comics doing
no. We tried to avoid that because we did. Because
Stuart
and I did
murdering that.
Yeah, the liberal Southerner thing is sort of.
Right.
But that's sort of what gave us the idea. Was we were doing. Me and Stuart were doing that with another comic early on, and we were like, "Oh, when people know the show they're seeing, it changes the game. Like it's
right.
It's not only more fun, but it'll make us better as comedians. You
sure.
know? And now, why would I want to do comedy to people that are
That agree with you?
Like that's not that they they end up not agreeing. So liberals have their own thing too, where now you're like, you're talking to them and then they all pull back and you're like, what the, what? Why are you guys, I'm talking about racism in a way of making fun of race, and they're still like,
they're still edgy.
You know?
Like,
you're not allowed to say that.
So there's still other lines to watch. It's an interesting dynamic to be in front of, because it's like doing a black crowd over just a main, almost all white people. There's that, there's that little bit of flavor that you got to change or like, and so you end up doing the same thing if it's more of a liberal crowd or more of a
flavor.
Yeah.
Right.
So the psychology I find interesting. I like watching Snowflake, that whole
How sensitive they are, and they call people snowflakes.
Well, they call it, but then they get called snow. It, like, the no one knows what the term means. Faggot. It's their
right.
It's their politically correct way.
I've been
of
saying
that.
They're too pussy to just call people faggots.
No, it's not that they're too pussy. It's better than that. Yeah. They're actually acquiescing to be better. They're trying to be better human beings.
That's
like, all right, I can't say faggot anymore.
Give them snowflake.
Right. Everyone, you've got snowflake. But you see the struggle.
You're a snowflake. You're white and delicate.
No, well, that's the fun part is they're calling us like, you fucking PC snowflakes. You're like, you're doing it right there, faggot. It's like after the election.
Because you know that hurts them even more.
Dude, they can't say it back to you.
I hit this one dude so fucking hard because I wrote this long fucking post on Facebook about the election, how we deserved it because they were both awful, and that we need a real, like, and I attacked every single side of it. It wasn't pro anything.
Sure.
It was all of this is shit,
right
and here's why.
Yeah.
And this one guy just took the knee-jerk reaction, assuming I was just some liberal pansy. He was like, well, you need a safe space. You need a safe space, Snowflake. Are you triggered? And I didn't know what to say back, so I just called him a nigger.
Destroyed him.
I'm
this.
Not – I don't believe that word should be thrown around casually.
Was the guy black?
No.
Yeah, that's
– No, he was the type of Trump guy who hates black people and thinks anyone who's liberal is obviously a snowflake who's triggered and needs a safe space. But as soon as I hit him with the N-word, fucking guess who needed a safe space?
Yeah. How dare you? I know black people
exist. I just wish
exist.
I could have seen his face.
Why? They hate liberals is what they hate.
Yeah, it's what they hate. They hate nice people.
He literally clutched pearls.
Well, yeah.
They manifested out of nowhere. He's like,
I've never.
I like the you were saying this about there's a weird psychology, like the mentality, like we were looking at Charlottesville. And whenever – like, did Trump say that it was abhorrent and terrible? Yeah. When he said there was violence on both sides, was that kind of a bullshit? Absolutely. When he was targeting people –
No, they're built – they're specific – in conspiracy mind here, they're specific – a corporate state – the only real threat to a corporate state is nonviolence and nonviolent revolution. It's the only real – because if you – any violence, they can squash with overwhelming force and turn people that are good against it. So – and – so they're laying the groundwork to squash that, and they're doing it with the NRA's videos calling for them. They've been calling for a couple months with a couple different videos of how they're coming and they're gonna be in an armed conflict. And then this happens, and then Trump is like, it's on both sides, and you know
the misrepresentation of the anti-FA movement
is that is it because
those
people
it is.
They
it
are
actually is
absolutely
it's a misrepresentation. It's flat out. You can see it in the headlines in the media, and you have people that are actually doing great reporting or no, this isn't what this is. More people are hurt at a Raiders game. Than at this protest, and no one's protesting and talking about how violent and terrible Oakland fans are. I mean, Oakland's a horrible place.
Right.
We killed there. By the way, ate shit in San Francisco, killed in Oakland.
What I was saying about the Charlotte, the people that are
– our fan base.
The good Trump voters that people keep trying to bring up are just kind of ignorant, working – white dudes who got tired of hearing how bad they were by the worst of the left just because they were a straight white male. Right. And they got frustrated and they took it as a personal attack. And then they find themselves where the argument line kind of grows. If you look around and your biggest supporters are Nazis and the KKK, and you don't distance yourself from that, well, then you're responsible for being called a Nazi and a fucking Klan member.
And right. even like the Westboro Baptist Church is like, what did they do?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? They've been silent for a while.
Right. Like, God hates Nazis. God hates Nazis.
They're like, yeah, the Westboro Baptist Church is right about this sign.
God hates Nazi fags.
God hates those guys for sure. Yeah.
No, but like,
and honestly, I think you should hate Nazi fags.
What's more un-American than flying a Nazi flag and a Confederate flag when those were enemies of the United States of America? But like, that's weird to me.
No, that's that whole broken thing of like what the Confederate flag is. I take this as an example. I was at a job, and this older guy, he's like close to 70, and he talked about, I don't see why people think the Confederate flag is racist. I grew up in school. That was what it was taught. And it goes to that point of there's a whole era of schooling that taught that the Confederate flag did that whole thing, romanticizing the South, right. And that it wasn't about slavery. It was about, you know,
the
just wanting the
rights to own slaves.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all.
But the way the textbooks were written, there's a whole generation of genuinely people that were raised to not understand that it was, you know, enemy of the state, that they wanted slaves. They kind of feel that there's more to that, but there wasn't. But they've been taught that. It's the institution. Like, it's the – it is that thing. It is – it's – the other
that
example
Christopher
is like
Columbus was
state
a good
now,
man.
Your state, now, your state why, now teaches took slaves out of the
right.
books and replaced
it's the reason
with
why
workers,
Leonard Skinner
so.
Didn't need Neil workers. Young around.
Right. And you just and people just absorb it and they don't realize it how it is. Another kind of off example is like us being like being Latinos in San Antonio, being taught the history of the Alamo, not even comprehending that you're being
the
taught
Mexicans
that
the bad
your
guys.
People were the bad guys mm-hmm. and like accepting that. You like us as kids we were raised like, oh, yeah, the Mexicans were the bad guy. And,
Santa
you know,
Ana wore a dress.
And yeah, and all these other extra things, these kind of things were just flopped at one side of how the Mexicans were. It was like very clear cut. The Mexicans were the bad guys. The Texans were the good
that's
guys.
Because
but not understanding the whole like territorial thing. And it's like it's an institution.
Look, I don't want to speak for all white people, but I feel like an authority. just embarrassed. And white people don't handle embarrassment well. You've seen it on online comments.
Right.
When you call them out for something stupid, they just over – like, no, I'm – like, yeah, they can't handle it.
Caps comes on.
White people were really good at slavery.
Yeah, they're the best.
Historically, not the best, no.
Oh, no, okay, I'll take that back. You're right. The best regionally.
Really good here.
Who was the best? Egyptians.
Egyptians are pretty good. I mean,
Egyptians, man. Yeah.
But the Egyptians were
I mean, well, I would say Romans because they weren't racist about it.
They were just slaves for whoevs.
Yeah. Yeah, Egyptians got shit done. They built
some
wonders
some
of the world.
Yeah, as aliens, man, right?
No, we're just –
aliens
like
did the pyramids, right, Tom?
What?
Aliens made the pyramids.
No,
right?
But I kind of like the book you gave. I like his story, like the Graham Hancock version of like they've been here
fingerprints
forever.
Fingerprints of the gods.
And, you know, right. Like there's a whole other civilization of mankind that
before
was advanced. That, yeah, I kind of – like I like that
arithmetic,
stuff.
Arithmetic,
bro? Yes, they had – had the skies all mapped out and they're in the same place on the whatever they call that thing that you know, the
equator
Pangea?
There
were certain lines of
longitude and latitude that they're exactly matched up.
Yeah.
Like,
wow, really? With the pyramids?
And like, a lot of the shit, like mankind has slowly reverse engineered all the shit that's been
it was the dark ages, man. The white man burned all those books so the Aztecs wouldn't seem like they were smart, man. That's what it was. Sun gods fucking burned
them out. So don't know, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Why can't
gods,
we just say that?
The sun, right? That's like what is – and if you really were to define what God is
– yeah.
How is the sun – like the sun is the creator and the –
see, I'm really more of a night
person. Of all life in our universe.
Or
– and it's the sustainer and the
– one could say that water is God because God has made it – we are made in God's image and we are 70% water. The earth is 70% water. Water comes in all forms and liquid and gas and solids. There can be no life without water and even
we
without
got Mr.
the sun.
Wizard of you.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. All right. That, see, think about it like that's the way I think, dude.
We've both smoked weed before.
We have, dude. Once and freak the fuck out.
Yeah. But like there are organisms that can live without water and without oxygen.
But not without the sun.
Right.
Now, I was going to say, without the sun, though, that is kind of the –
Yeah.
Well, no, there are some. There are some that can live at the. There's these
bottom of the ocean.
At the bottom of the ocean, there's these
worms.
Actually,
and where are they?
At
the bottom of the what?
Ocean. No, no, no. Get it. But check it out. They live off of a sulfur.
That doesn't deserve a mic drop.
They live without any sunlight, and they live off of sulfur.
Tom got up for that one.
They live off of sulfur that comes out of volcanoes.
Yeah, well,
these are shrimp that
hell.
Should. These
that's
are shrimp that should technically be cooked.
Worms, bro.
That are surviving.
Hell worms.
Volcanic
those are
sulfurs.
All the fucking souls of sinners, bro.
Isn't there like lava sharks too?
What?
Lava sharks.
Souls of sinners.
Yeah, that's what those
lava
shrimp
sharks.
Are.
Yes.
Anyway, what the hell are we talking about?
So anyway, man.
We're just getting real, man.
No, no, but no, but you're talking about shrimp that that survive in lava that should be dead. So to transition, so baseball's been good this year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So they were like, he can't coach anymore. And,
okay.
then I told them those two great jokes about hitting him with the bat and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then there's like, but then today we just had another, our team was basically like, no, he's the coach of our team. Those are just parents that are complaining. And then the kid ended up, yeah, we had a thing with the kid where in our organization, there's another team and a team below us where the kid could also play because he was one of those kids that had the right eight. Anyway, they were stealing our player basically. And then he played with them one week while we had a tournament. He played with the other team. And we're like, he's like, I've been playing with them all week. And we're like, you play on this team. And I was like, if it was up to me, you'd be off this team. And then the coach basically was like, if you're going to play for them, you're not playing for us. And then, so they left and then some other
That's
people left.
Drama.
So yeah, it's like, and now we're going back and forth about if we're even going to be able to play there now. So it's
He Dominican?
What? No, 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 no. He was,
oh, man, yeah. Let him go to the other team.
Was the team called the Snowflakes? Or
the Outlaws.
Outlaws,
baby.
The Outlaws.
Yes.
Weird name for a little league team.
They're the Texas Outlaws, but they're in North Carolina.
<That's right>.
Well, you know what, guys? We're fucking super excited to have you on. You know, these rants are some of our favorite things to do on this podcast. It's fucking gold. It couldn't get any better. And so we're
take
just,
that, other guests.
So
we're always on together. You know what I'm saying? You're like, what are the dogs that people keep with them in case they have a seizure?
St. Bernard's?
No, the animals. What do they call them?
They're called
service animals, therapy.
God damn it. They almost bought one for me. What did they call it? Something dog.
assistant living dog?
Ghost dog.
Ghost dog.
Ghost dog.
Ghost dog.
Yes.
Yeah, samurai. Samurai ghost
samurai dog. With a wandering eye.
I know what you're saying, man. Yeah, dogs. Autistic dogs.
Right.
They're good at what they do. So thank you. And before, let's do this in the front. Where can people follow you and watch the shows and all that good stuff, man, since we're doing this on the top
We'll be
of
back
the hour.
Here. It probably went in a year, you think? The American Heretics, we have a Facebook page where we share some stuff there and other comics.
Yeah, we really should start doing something
with it. We kind of stopped trying to book it, to be honest with you.
Got it.
And we got a thing coming up in Orlando where we're doing like a humanist convention
right now's the time to do it, man. Not the Trump thing, but just to where the country is and stuff like that, to do a comedy show. Like you should book comedy shows when something bad happens in a place. That would
we should
be
call
great.
It the Hurricane Harvey.
Yeah.
The Hurricane
Is that what you're saying?
The Hurricane Harveys of comedy.
FEMA of comedy.
Yeah.
FEMA. You guys got any family or anything that's losing stuff or?
Oh, friends, yeah. I got a lot of friends in
you got
a lot
friends
of Houston
in Houston?
Comics.
Friends' house
terrible.
I was flooded. It was like all the way to the door.
Mm-hmm.
They're
so out of the way. You guys in Houston. There's not
at all.
Like,
oh, not at all.
No, it's San Antonio and Austin.
Yeah.
But Austin just isn't aware of it.
Okay. Houston didn't make fun of your breakfast tacos.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're cool with them?
Fucking assholes.
This is Texas. We all hate each other.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. But then if like another state picks on us, then we all form together to make one Texas Voltron.
Don't mess with Texas.
That's right, baby. Don't mess with Texas. Well, we're happy to have you guys on. Look for Tom Simmons and Jay White Cotton in any of the social media platforms.
I might
guys.
Get off social media. I don't know.
Ah, fuck.
I go back and forth on that, too.
So, Jay, Tom, we're happy to have you on. Jess, what's going on?
Well, hey, guys. It's another edition of my part of the podcast, the part that I like to call, I'm gonna look into that. The segment where I talk about movies and video games and stuff that I like that hopefully the enthusiastic listeners will hear about it and go, I'm gonna look into that. But occasionally, sometimes it's not enthusiastic, and it's something that's kind of subpar, and it makes you go, all right, then. So this is an edition of, all right, then. And the source of the topic is the upcoming movie Birth of the Dragon. And Birth of the Dragon is a movie about Bruce Lee, legendary martial artist, film star. But this movie covers a specific part of Bruce Lee's life. It covers it before he was a motion picture megastar. It was when he was a martial artist teacher. And there's this legendary tale that Bruce Lee had gotten into essentially a street fight with an opposing Shaolin instructor over whose kung fu is the best. So it's it's in the 60s, but essentially a modern day version of the teacher fighting the teacher to see whose school is the best. And this is before Bruce Lee invented his own martial arts style and he was still teaching Wing Chun. And then he was still talking shit. He was like, I'm the best instructor. My martial arts are the best. Anybody can come up to me. I can beat anybody. The Shaolin.
So hip hop. Super hip hop. This explains Wu-Tang so well.
Super hip hop. Because it's classic kung fu movie shit. That's why people love this story so much. And so the Shaolin martial artist challenged him. This is all in America. This is San Francisco. He says, I will take you, but I want a personal fight with you. I want a fight. And this is where the story goes off the rails, because there's the Shaolin instructor's side of the story and his family, and there's Bruce Lee's family, their side of the story. And the story goes that the instructor wanted a public match so he can show everybody that Bruce Lee was a fraud. And Bruce Lee was still very kind of like, no, I want to do it in private, probably because I don't want to shame you. And so the realistic account, if you were to believe Bruce Lee's estate, was that they had a closed doors match and the fight lasted for 5 minutes and he beat this guy to the point where the Shaolin instructor kind of literally ran away. And Bruce Lee was throwing punches and he was hitting him in the back of the head, and that he stopped. He's like, I quit. You're better than me. And he's like, fine. And they left it at that. But as years had passed on, the tale was that they fought for 20 minutes and that they were kind of at a draw and it ended up okay. And then there's all these different kind of
they
romanticized versions
of each other.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like anytime two dudes talk about a fight, the longer after the fight.
Right.
Hey, then he picked up a shoe. and he shoved it in his throat.
Right. And just like classic kung fu movies, it's like the whole thing of like the students like looking up to their instructors as living legends and like, oh, my instructor's the best because he's the one teaching me. But like, according to his wife at the time, she said that that's what happened. Bruce Lee didn't name him by name, but he said, I got in a fight and I was literally punching this guy and he ran away. It wasn't much of a fight. So this movie, Birth of the Dragon, is specifically about this showdown. Now, the thing with the movie is that when the movie was first pitched and first made, it was American made, by the way. They wanted to tell the story.
They casted Matt Damon.
No, get this. They wanted to have the story be told through the eyes of one of Bruce Lee's students, a la a white dude. So the main character initially was this Bruce Lee student who was also a good friend of Bruce Lee.
Named Chuck Norris.
No, it was supposed to be
Carlos.
It's another friend, like another name. It was coincidentally a dude who had the last name Lee as well.
Jeff Lee?
Something like that.
Jeff Lee.
But for the movie, they changed
L-E-I-G-H.
It to where it's about this white guy who has a girlfriend and he's happy that he's learning kung fu, but his master, his best friend, happens to be Bruce Lee, who happens to be having this legendary fight that's in like Bruce Lee's story. So the trailer came out and immediately people were like, well, what's this shit? It's a Bruce Lee movie, but he's not even the main character, because the original trailer, it was about that dude.
I kind of want to watch that movie of just some guy named Jeff. Like, yeah, so like my master's going to fight some dude. I don't know.
The original trailer, look it up. That's what that movie would have been. Now, Shannon Lee, who is Bruce Lee's daughter, who runs all of his social media,
and
who
Brandon
runs
Lee's
his whole
sister.
Thing in there, Brandon Lee's sister, of course, she immediately came out and said, this movie has nothing to do with the estate. We did not back this movie.
Oh, wow.
We don't support this movie. This movie, I saw it. That was the other thing, too, is that she actually got to see it. She's like, this movie doesn't pass on the philosophies of my father. It is not factual.
Did better for my family than this movie did.
So she totally denounced, and because, again, she runs Bruce Lee's social media, it's on Bruce Lee's official page. This movie's bullshit. Don't see it.
Right.
And on top of the fact that – and the main character is like this white guy. It brought into the whole thing of the like whitewashing of Asian roles, et cetera, et cetera. Now the people who produced the movie took note of that and they're like, okay, let's do some reshoots. Let's do some re-edits. And they put the focus back on Bruce Lee. So at least the movie is mainly about Bruce Lee, but that character of his friend is still a part of the movie. And maybe they just marketed it to be that way, but apparently the movie went through heavy edits. But word on the street is that the movie's bad. I almost watched it
like a couple of days ago.
I want to see it out of curiosity, but it's that whole thing of like, well,
I saw the Hitman's Bodyguard.
Oh, wow.
A story about a black man's new white friend. Samuel L. Jackson.
The anti-buddy cop movie.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I'll go there. So the Birth of the Dragon brings up this topic. Nick Fury
and Deadpool, bro.
The topic is, tell us about a subject that you would like to see portrayed in a biopic movie, but horribly miscast them. Mm-hmm. And what would the title of the movie be called? Now, the guy that's playing Bruce Lee, I mean, he's an Asian guy, and it's not like he's not doing the best Bruce Lee. He's not overdoing it. But at the same time, it's like, he's not really Bruce Lee. Right. I guess it's the whole thing of like them not wanting to like overdo it. And they're conscious of that. But then that makes it watered down.
Do you like Dragon?
Yeah, Dragon's fine. Yeah. Dragon's, you know, totally fine. Yeah. For the time it came out and it's a cool story. And
I like Dragon.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a very neat movie. But anyways, that's the topic. Tell us about a subject that you would like to see portrayed in a biopic. Horribly miscast them.
Got it.
And what would the name of the movie be? I personally would like to see a movie about celebrity chef Emeril Lagasse. I would like to see a movie about Emeril Lagasse's rise to fame as an actual chef from New Orleans who has all the classic cookings of New Orleans recipes, but also an Italian upbringing, and then rising to the whole thing of becoming a one-note, you know, catchphrase joke. You know, like like that whole bam, but like a really great Hollywood movie, I would get somebody who looks nothing like Emeril Lagasse to play him. So it needs to be Leonardo DiCaprio.
Nice. Okay.
But I want Leonardo DiCaprio. I want them to horribly overdo like a Widow's Peak, even though like that's not what Emeril Lagasse like looks like. That's not what you think of.
Right.
But I want them to do like a really bad bald wig job. And I want them to go like super overboard with his Italian New Orleans accent to where it's like that typical thing where when DiCaprio does an accent, you're like, oh, that's a horrible accent. But some guy regionally taught him how to do that accent, but it just comes off super fake no matter what movie he's in. It's that's a great Boston accent.
It's like seeing a real dead body looks fake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I want Leonardo DiCaprio to play Emeril Lagasse, and of course, it has to be called Bam, like with an exclamation mark.
Right.
But I want it to be like Oscar season. I want it to be really fucking ridiculous, bald cap over the top, and just that classic thing. And he doesn't even put on weight for it. It's just straight up Leonardo DiCaprio in his present form with kind of
Emeril Lagasse's ego just like fucking like explode.
Right, right. Because like in contrast, like right now, Emma Stone's in a movie playing the tennis player with the big glasses, Billie Jean King. Billie Jean, and it's funny because it's Emma Stone, but it's the
Williams.
Whole thing of like putting the glasses on her and like, oh, then it looks just like her. But it's Emma Stone with like big glasses just being Emma Stone.
How did they find glasses to cover those giant eyes?
That's sweet.
Anyways, that's my answer, gentlemen.
I
loved your the metaphor there of like a dead body looks fake.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, it's like a good – yeah, it is. It's a nice reference.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Tom Savini, that's the whole thing. Like his Tom Savini makeup effects artist, he was a Vietnam photographer.
Mm-hmm.
So he saw lots of horrible shit and he took that as inspiration when he was making these like horror effects. And when his early ones that he were doing were really accurate, even though to our standards of after seeing so much fake violence, we're like, oh, that looks fake. But looking at
real
shit, he knew what it looked like and he emulated it.
You look at Dahmer's pictures, like crime scene pictures, they don't look real. It doesn't look like a real severed head, but it is. Like, you're like, you can do a much better job, man.
Right.
mine's twofold because it's the same joke, essentially. Here it is. It's a John Belushi biopic starring Jim Belushi. and the title...
Sold. And he's horribly miscast.
Yeah, that's really funny.
And it's titled Samurai Comedian.
Wow. That's brilliant.
Can we get Tim Allen to play in it too? I don't just as like a
Tim
villain.
Allen can play Dan Aykroyd.
Yes!
they're older than they. They're like the same age as John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd, right? And so, because my original one was a Chris Farley biopic starring Kevin Farley. Called Van Down by the River. But I think
okay.
that, yeah.
But he actually lives in a van down by the river.
Yeah, exactly. Kevin Farley actually does. And it's a biopic about Kevin Farley trying to fund a Chris Farley biopic. Oh my God. And he just can't do it.
That's a very sympathy driven vehicle. That could be literal.
Yeah, it's him.
Is he doing poorly, by the way?
No, I heard he's doing okay.
I had a friend just opened up for him.
He did a Corpus Christi. He was a real nice guy.
Making me think.
But
of
he would be miscasted as his brother. He's older than his brother Chris. In life, I think.
It'd be Kevin Farley, tired.
Yeah. It's like Chris Rock's brother.
Tony Rock?
Playing Charlie Murphy in a biopic.
Is that your answer?
No.
That's just what your answer made me think of. It's like, no, it's Eddie Murphy playing Charlie Murphy in a biopic, but then someone else has to play Eddie Murphy.
Yes!
And it's called Delirious.
So that's not the answer. That's a great answer. I love that.
That's a couple good answers.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. I like it.
No, mine is Charles Bukowski biopic.
Okay. Oh, the Big Lebowski shirt.
Oh,
shout out to that.
He's played by.
What does he say when he's wearing that shirt? Do you mind?
Like, you mind if I burn one?
Damn it. What's. I just had his name. He was in La La Land. What's his name?
Ryan Gosling?
Yeah. It's it's Charles Bukowski.
You guys got her on the same level.
Played by Ryan Gosling. Bukowski, who grew up with severe, horrible acne, is not a very good-looking person at all.
Right.
But being played by, like, Ryan Gosling,
over
like a shirtless
Hollywood.
So is it the same mentality of me of, like, it needs to just be Ryan Gosling?
No, it's just Ryan Gosling.
With a beard?
It's fantastic-looking, semi-long-haired Ryan Gosling, like, smoking cigarettes and drinking, and it's there's nothing funny about it. Like, it's called Women, and it's a book that he wrote about this time where he finally got successful, like, later on in his career.
It should be called Beer Farts.
No. But the whole thing is it's made up to be cloak. Like, he's this like good looking, handsome dude, but like that has nothing to do with it. That would piss to
like
me.
He
that
goes
would just,
running.
Oh God. like stuff like that. Cause I was thinking in the mindset of what if I saw it would piss me
right.
off.
That's kind of like the idea. That's the mentality. Yeah. Like
that
the typical Hollywood move.
You know
move.
Who could probably pull off Bukowski? Russell Crowe.
Yeah, right now. Oh, big time.
Yeah, just like out of shape. Yeah. Just kind of pop-marked face.
Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
Val Kilmer could do it.
I've seen him recently. No, I've seen him recently.
Have you ever seen
Charles Bukowski?
He looked worse than he looked today.
Yeah, is that the guy?
As
what Bukowski looks like today, Val Kilmer can pull off. No. But with like a big scarf.
Yeah, that would just piss me off if they're like, oh, we made this cool biopic about him and this part of his life where he finally got famous. It was like being with a lot of women, but nobody wants to see like an ugly dude with a lot of women, but they'll believe it if it's Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, tell that to Ron Jeremy.
But he has his dick.
Yeah.
And it was the 70s.
Right. Good point.
Ron Jeremy's like Mexican TV actors.
Yeah. You want to see ugly dudes with hot chicks
yes.
so you can relate to
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I remember he wasn't always ugly. He was at one point in time in shape.
Yeah, in shape.
And handsome.
No, he was ugly then.
He was just in
no,
shape.
No, he was 70s hot.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
yeah,
Burt Reynolds. Yeah.
He wasn't all like he was fit. There was a point in time where he was
when he could suck his own like, cock because he didn't have his belly.
Jay just shook his head.
It's a real thing.
So yeah, that's
Google it.
It'd just be what I would be. Yeah. I would be super pissed off if I saw a biopic like that. That's where I was coming from.
Yeah, of course.
Val Kilmer would be more like in the French Doors. Okay, sorry.
Wow.
Go ahead.
I don't know if I can match you guys. I got. I want to see a Bruce Lee biopic,
yeah. right?
Starring Billy Gardell. And I think it should be called The Girth of the Dragon. Huh? Come on.
Right there.
The Girth of – never mind.
Yeah, dude. I love it.
That's why they've canceled two shows so far.
No, you could be the reincarnation of Lenny Bruce and couldn't draw on a fucking Wednesday in San Antonio.
Lenny Bruce Lee.
Yeah, Lenny Bruce Lee story. The Lenny Bruce Lee story. But dragon, but like D-R-A-G-G-I-N.
Dragon, the Lenny Bruce Lee story. That's fucking...
Is it Chasing the Dragon?
Chasing the Dragon.
And he's back! And he comes back in here. Coach, put me back in. I already got this.
That was an underhanded pitch. That was an underhanded pitch.
Well, one show
that's
tomorrow.
What I, that's what I need to tell.
That was a T-ball for that's you, dude. Chasing the Dragon. The Lenny Bruce Lee stuff.
That's great. That's way better than my Billy Gardell thing. That's awesome. All right, it's on you now. You got to top that.
Well, when you told us the thing right when we walked in, I
disclaimer.
That was for you, Tom. I thought about just combining celebrities and telling that story as if that was one person. So I had Ricky Martin Short.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay,
and Living La Vida Jimmy Gleick was the best I had.
Jimmy Gleick,
but played by Jeff Bridges in that weird country guy thing he does now, where he's just always
by who?
Jeff Bridges.
Oh wow! But it's Ricky Martin Short. It should be called The One Amigo.
The Juan Amigo?
The Juan Amigo.
Actually, that's a lot better than my
other
one.
The Juan Amigo. There's already has Amigo. The Uno Amigo. Amigo.
That's right. Yeah. The Juan Amigo. That's it's already dumber, it's already, that's what makes it good.
Yeah, because Amigo's already in Spanish. But it's the Juan.
The Juan Amigo.
Okay, now so I want to see this movie.
That is dumb.
That's better than my alternative was George Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
In Space Jams. But it's like
Faith
extra.
Jams.
Faith Jams?
Faith Jams.
No, Space, because, yeah, Space Whams.
Space Whams!
No, we can click the video. Yeah, okay,
Space
starring,
Whams. Space Whams. Let's do punch ups
for the. Yes.
Your guys' ideas are really funny when we add to them.
Yeah. I love that they high fived on it. Whatever.
Chasing a Dragon.
Starring, for diversity's sake, the Bumblebee girl from that Blind Melon video.
Oh, yeah. She could play Val Kilmer in a Val Kilmer biopic probably by now.
If I could erase all that, like when you were talking about, I feel like there's some justice here with that Bruce Lee movie. We should recast white biopics with Asian actors.
Ooh.
Yes.
For instance, Jackie Mirai-ki. Chan starring in Rinkin.
Who's Rinkin?
Rinkin. Abraham Rinkin. Okay. God damn it. I love it.
Ray starring Zatoichi the Blind Swordsman.
Ooh. Oh, now that's a good twist.
And that would be called
I Cut a Lay. Woman. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? No, it'd be Ray of the New Rising Sun.
Yeah.
It would be called Radon Chong.
That was my crush as a kid.
Oh, it was everybody's crush as a kid.
No, it wasn't.
Quest for Fire?
Come on. Tales from the Dark Side movie?
That one movie she was in with Michael Keaton?
Crossroads? Wait, it's not her. Was it her? Anyway, I'm with you on Radon Chong. Yeah.
But speaking of Ray, that also gives me the throwaway answer that I had in the Facebook page was Ving Rhames as Ray Charles and You Got the Right One, Baby.
Right on, baby.
Yo, right on, baby, because I misspelled it.
So what did Facebook say?
Sugar Ray's doing the soundtrack?
Sugar Ray Charles?
Come on. That would be the quickest boxing match.
No mas.
Sugar.
You gotta leave on a good note.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking of the band Sugar Ray.
Yeah, so it was all.
No, that was Sugar too.
Okay. Well, because Sugar Ray Robinson, his name was Ray Robinson, so they changed his name to Ray Charles. So Sugar Ray Charles would be, fuck.
Sugar Ray Robinson family.
Ray Leonard. Can you have the name Ray and not be nicknamed Sugar?
Sugar Ray Charles Manson.
Sugar Ray Charles in charge. Starring Scott Baio. He needs the work.
He's
got that Republican convention heat on him right now. I think we can make some money.
He's got that snowflake thing going for him.
All right, Facebook answers. Carlos Castro says the story of Jason Shaggy Putasan as portrayed by Kenan Thompson.
Oh, wonderful man, that answer. Would be the fucking wonderful dream for him. Yeah.
Richard Morgan, Jim Carrey playing Nelson Mandela. don't care what it's called, just so long as he tries really hard to give it the serious actor treatment without realizing how terrible he is.
Blackface Ventura.
Judson Cooper says Donald Trump. Judson Cooper says Donald Trump acting as the greatest president in U.S. history.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, Brian Benita says, Patton Oswalt as Mike Patton in Cuckoo for Caca.
All right. I like that. Yeah, like that's it, yes, yeah. Very much so.
Andrew Thomas says a young politician who would become the president who would change the world. Barack Obama, played by Tom Cruise. Matthew Wayne says Jimi Hendrix, played by Stephen Merchant. Everybody thinks he's black because he plays the guitar so well, but he keeps trying to tell people he's not. The movie ends with him fighting a giant monster to death. It's a metaphor for his drug use. Spoiler: he loses.
Oh, he's chasing a dragon.
And Rachel S. Norbrook says, the story of Bruce Lee starring Tilda Swinton in The Dragon. We're not even trying anymore.
I'd watch that. I would watch Tilda Swinton in anything.
I agree. I'm with
She'd
I'm
do
with
a good job.
She would do a good job.
She played the freaking, what's his face on
the ancient
Doctor
one.
Strange.
Yeah, but the people had a problem with that. But I think she would make
a good
Bruce
job.
Lee. Well, speaking of chasing the dragon, Birth of the Dragon is out in theaters if you're so inclined to see a WWE Blumhouse produced movie. It's true. WWE / Blumhouse American produced film about martial arts legend Bruce Lee fighting in the back alley, stretching out what really was a 5-minute sissy slap fight. Birth of the Dragon, rated something. Starts Fridays and everywhere. Yeah, I did.
And now it's time for another edition of Dad's Corner.
Yeah.
Here we are on Dad's Corner, making dreams come true.
Stop counting coupons and get involved in Daddy's Corner, bitch.
That's right, guys. Tom, you are a father.
I am.
As discussed, but because we have an extra guest, we are outnumbered. It's always the case of the pullout club.
They don't have fathers?
They have no children.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Everyone has a father.
Okay.
Not everyone has a daddy. Tear. Recently, the director of my favorite movie of all time, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, passed away, Tobe Hooper. You can clap for that. That's fine. Tobe Hooper, you know, made my favorite movie, big inspiration to me. Not only as a filmmaker, but as a comedian, that you could be dark, you could be weird, you can take subject matter that, you know, is not only, you know, frightening, but humorous, and only people in the know would actually find it funny. It's the scariest movie of all time with little blood. It's a Texas independent film. There's so many reasons why I love that movie, and the fact that Tobe Hooper was responsible for it, I think is great. And I'm saying that because he's dead. I've said it in the past about the movie in general, not specifically about Tobe Hooper. And I have a small pet peeve of people praising dead celebrities. I don't have a really big problem with it. Like, obviously, you're in mourning. You know, the subject comes up like, no more Prince. Oh, no more David Bowie. And then you reminisce about
when they impacted
your life, right? Which is fine, which is appropriate. But I think that maybe we should start talking about people that are not dead yet.
So close to dying?
No, just alive, you know, because everyone was talking about how great Paul Walker was, and he was far from being dead, right? And then he died, right? It's like Kids in the Hall. My grandma died, and to cope with the sadness, my parents bought me a hamster, and I named it Grandma. And it died. It's Kids in the Hall. And so I would like for us to talk about celebrities, regardless of genre, and how they impacted our lives that are not dead yet. And my go-to answer for this, because I have posted this in the past, is Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin is one of my favorite singers. She is responsible for the soundtrack of Growing Up. I knew that when Aretha Franklin's music was on, that it was clean in time. My mom listened to Aretha Franklin, you know, all day, along with a lot of other, you know, Motown singers. But Aretha Franklin has always stuck out to me, and I don't think anyone can sing as well as her.
Did she sing the national anthem?
You took it right out of my mouth. Especially when she lip-synced the national anthem because, I don't know, I guess she didn't know the words.
Her version was so long.
Yeah, yeah. It was.
I took a knee, not because I was protesting.
Right, just because you were tired
of standing for that whole thing.
She was the bleeding gums Murphy version of the national anthem.
That's where they got the inspiration.
Yeah,
for that,
I got angry at somebody like Aretha Franklin. She can take us all the time she wants.
Yeah, she's fucking Aretha Franklin. And see, and that's the point, and that's why she is my answer. Is she could do whatever the fuck she wants.
Yeah, Beyonce ain't queen yet.
She ain't queen. Aretha.
She ain't my queen.
She ain't my bae. Right. She ain't my queen bee. Aretha Franklin is amazing. It inspired an entire countless generations of music for
she
how long
she took over for Pavarotti.
I was about to like, yeah. Pavarotti couldn't do what was it, the Oscars or
something
the,
like that? Yeah, some Grammy ceremony. Thing.
And she sang the song that he was supposed
she
to.
She learned
sing
it that day.
That day and fucking killed it, right? And she was Big Mama. She was grandma. She wasn't even touring when she did that. And fucking
she came out in
it.
House shoes.
Yeah, she's yeah. baking a pie.
Exactly.
All right, I'll sing.
All right. I'll sing real
all
quick,
right. What's
baby.
What's that, Italian? All right.
All right. What's that, Italian? I'll learn it right quick. And then does it and kicks his ass. So I would like to praise Miss Aretha Franklin.
Sorry, just imagine Aretha Franklin go, Italian ain't nothing but silly English. Imagine her saying that. We're like, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It is silly English.
So Aretha Franklin is my answer. So you guys, what is yours?
For me, it's another living legend. It's a total inspiration for everything I do. It's Jackie Chan, 100% true.
Yeah.
But I do not stop talking about Jackie Chan.
Sure.
I to this day, even like on a social media standpoint, I follow him on, you know, all the social media.
So you're down to see Rinkin?
I am down to see Rinkin. He can play the Pope, and I'll be like, I want to see that movie. I genuinely believe like it's the whole jack of all trades type of thing. He could sing, he could dance, he could fight, he can act, and when directed properly or, you know, whatever the case may be, he's also extremely not afraid to fail because he's failed so many times, not just in terms of physical failure, like of failing a stunt, but taking a chance because people would say this is going to be advantageous for you and it's a dumb idea. It's like either it's Hollywood or a dumb script or whatever. He takes the chance. He does it. He fails and then continues
and
to do
on. And then we'll make a sequel.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Make a sequel to that failure.
We'll double down.
Double down. And amongst all the whole obvious things of his history of being beat, like all the perfection beaten into him. And then him turning it and like, I'm going to do it my way.
Yeah.
And this isn't working for me. I'm going to do it my way. That's like his constant arc is constantly like reinventing the wheel, doing it his way and consistently refining himself. And it's extremely inspirational. And I always sing his praise. The motherfucker is like, you know, 65 and he's still active doing shit. He's still
doing
making movies,
stunts.
Still doing as many stunts as he can on his own. But every time he, even in, like just an example, he did this promotion for the Lego Ninjago movie because his team choreographed the
so
fights
bad.
Within.
Oh, really? That's cool.
They choreographed the fights within the figures, and I fucking shared that because and it's like so dumb, but because I'm still a fan,
of course,
I still fucking sing his praise because he's the fucking best. And
he's
so
good.
He's so good.
Nice
yeah, and that's the whole. And he's so nice, and he's friendly, charitable, all that you know, fucking great shit.
Speaks like what, four languages?
Speaks multiple languages because
all terribly.
All terribly. That is 100% true. Yeah. And just overly eager to please. Like he wants to like, you know, make a movie for Japan, make multiple movies for America, make movies, you know, that's the whole who am I? He made a movie for the African like audience. He wanted to shoot in Africa to like get those people, you know, respect and that demographic like and it's so he's just constantly going all over the place. Trying to please everybody, but like I said, constantly refining himself until, you know, he never like stops feeling and stops refining himself. He's a super inspirational, not because he's a great martial artist and he's entertaining, but just like his character and his story. I read his book and all that good shit. Super fascinating person. So yeah.
Jackie Chan of fools.
Jackie Chan.
I'm going to go, I'll just real quick. I'll go and go with Bill Gates. Only because like, I don't like his products like Windows or anything, but as far as like, he was the first sort of like tech, like billionaire. And what I have seen him do as far as philanthropy and giving, not only in America, across the world, they give so much money. Like And for someone who started with nothing, you know, he wasn't born into like lots and lots of money. But I think setting that example for all the future tech moguls, for all the future Silicon Valley guys to know that like you can get so big, but also to make sure to be giving back. Is it for tax purposes? I don't think so. I think it helps, but the amount of stuff that he does, especially I work in education and he has the Gates Millennium Scholarship that he did for 10 years where he essentially could pay.
Not a millennium?
What's that?
He did it for 10 years?
So where he'd pay up to a PhD if a student wanted to get it. If you got that scholarship, they'd pay for everything up to a PhD for thousands of students every single year. I just think it's awesome. And then they just do a ton. The whole Gates Foundation does a ton of stuff. They poured so much money into education stuff. I just think that as like for someone who coming from, you know, not coming from a lot of money, getting a ton of money in tech and doing that, I think like laying that foundation for like a bunch of other tech people just to do that. I don't like Microsoft or Windows either.
You just like what he's done with.
I like what he's done with his money.
It's like Dale Carnegie where you're like, that guy was terrible for the world. And then you're like, wait, but he did so much good. Yeah.
What about you, Tom?
I don't know, man. I don't have anybody that I'm.
He's actually rooting for people to die.
Yeah.
I've already written all your heroes dead.
Well, it's weird. I was thinking like that. I'm like, I can't think of people that I'm like, oh, that guy's a hero. And then I see something like somebody dies or whatever. I'm like, oh, like I'm surprised that it impacts me or whatever.
Right.
But when you first said the topic, I wrote down Jimmy Carter just because.
Yeah.
He
popped into my mind too.
Yeah. Like he's just been an amazing. And plus, we should be writing the jokes for his death.
Good news for you. Yeah. He died as of.
You know what I mean? Because it's like he's there. He's on the brink, but he's like done. He cured himself of cancer. Yeah. Like what through his like
peanuts, man.
Peanuts. He has the opposite of a peanut allergy. I'll tell you that. That guy. He's been great, and we should have listened to him. And people have hated him. He's considered the worst president. I just don't understand that. He's an example of doing good in the world. You know.
Yeah. Good answer. I like that Habitat for Humanity, right? Like he started that, right?
Yeah, yeah, and you know he's got the Carter Center too, which is literally next door to the Martin Luther King Jr. Center, and they've out non-violenced and worked on peace.
Why don't you just steal a black man's idea? And make it
yes, they just – well, Martin Luther King stole that from Gandhi. You know what I mean? So
who stole it from Thoreau?
Yeah, right. Yeah, who stole it from Thoreau and stole it from the Quakers? Huh?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, you do
selling
pizzas, 5 bucks.
Oh.
selling pizzas.
Okay, I got pepperoni. And you want one or two?
I'll take two. Bring them in.
All right. Cool. Wow, thank you very much. Let's keep that in the podcast. Yeah. We got pizzas coming in. Fucking A. You're starving, right?
Yeah, I'm hungry. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to tip that guy.
I'd be very upset if Papa John died.
You have to tip
Papa John.
He would die in a car accident because of his friend.
Yeah, no, I got
it. But in his own parking garage or in his parking lot. God damn it.
Take it. You didn't want it? You didn't want it? I'll take it. Guys, I got paid $5 for eating pizza. Yeah. So, yeah, if Papa John died in the car that he spent 20 years finding.
Oh, Peyton Manning would cry so hard.
They're best friends. Yeah, they are best friends. Oh, Jimmy Carter's not getting pizzas, by the way. He just came out.
The guy's just like, hey, they're selling pizzas for $5.
There you go.
It worked.
Guys, the best scam ever.
But his office is over there.
It's still there. Did you hear the door close? Or, and you still.
You see him later. He's like, oh, he didn't bring him your pizzas? Oh, I'm sorry.
So, Jay, what about you?
I'm going to wait until after the pizza guy shows up.
No, no, no.
I can't get interrupted, man. That's
okay,
my
okay, here
I got this. You do yours.
You're awesome. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it.
Good lifesaver.
Man. Well, I –
thank you. I'm digging in. Pepperoni.
Hey, $5. Sold. What do you want?
Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I'm teasing. That's kind of my thing. When someone gives me something, they go, oh, thank you.
Just pepperoni?
All right, then. Thank you.
I mean, for me, it's like I'm constantly prepared for people I like to die.
Okay.
Because all my heroes did die.
Right.
So like I know Jerry Lee Lewis is on the way.
Right.
I was thinking yesterday, what am I going to feel when Tom Waits dies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's this weird thing. It's like that was my youth. That was like the like an identifier that separated me from a lot of other people. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to deal with that and the horrible fucking just annoying fan base right. that's just gonna be utilized people I don't want to associate myself with. Yeah. Right. So I got that's selfish and that's kind of stupid. And I got but it's there.
I don't think it's stupid. Selfish possibly. But it's the type of selfish to where it's something that you liked that no one else liked, and then everyone started liking.
At an important time in my life.
Right, right. No, I can empathize with you. Yeah. Yeah, you got picked on for it, I'm sure.
So what I end up doing is like when you asked for this topic, I realized I already kind of had something for this. It's I like writing jokes about dead people. It's right. my favorite thing.
Of course.
Especially if I like them. Mm-hmm. If I like them, it's even worse. It's meaner. So what I wanted to do is I want to get ahead of the curve. So I wrote a whole bunch of stuff for Keith Richards when he dies because right. I think
Which
that's going to
never...
be – well, that's the going thing. But he's going to die.
He's
going to
die.
But it's not the joke on him dying. It's got to be on how he dies. So I've tried to prepare material depending on what type of death he dies of. So these are the tropes people will post when Keith Richards dies. If it's cancer – Keith didn't have cancer. Cancer had Keith.
Right.
Murdered in a New Orleans alley. Street fighting man till the very end.
Ooh.
Heroin. If you take heroin, you too could die in 60 years.
Way older than 60.
Suicide.
He's been taking heroin for 60 years.
Got it.
Suicide. If he kills himself. Keith Richards did to himself what death couldn't.
Nice. Yeah, wow. That's a good one.
Guitar falls on head. Should have played Les Paul.
Oh.
Don't get pizza out of your mouth.
I do. Oh,
didn't
man.
Take much, but yes.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Yeah,
that's good.
Ironically, autopsy indicates cause of death to be advanced SIDS.
Wow. The most advanced. It just took a while.
It took a long time. Fall from burning building.
So it wouldn't be sudden infant death syndrome.
It was.
You'd be gradual.
It was sudden
death.
To me.
Got it.
So is it, do you think that sleep apnea is a form of SIDS?
SIDS? Fuck, man. Come on, Tom. We have
Sorry.
Pizza.
All right. I don't
baby apnea.
As somebody with sleep apnea, I take offense to that.
Fall from burning building.
What?
It's funny because these are all plausible.
Yeah. Jumping 100%. Jack Splat.
Jumping Jack Splat. Boom.
With a frowny face emoji.
Well, that could be right. for suicide, too, depending okay. on
if
how
he doesn't make, exactly. If he doesn't make it into heaven, guess what? I got sympathy for the devil.
Yeah, dude.
No, I didn't put that one on. Old age. Time wasn't on his side.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
World War III. Man, fuck China. Alien invasion. Man, fuck space.
You're right, got it.
Polio. Man, fuck anti-vaxxers.
There we go.
Mysterious circumstances. He's playing with Tupac now. On a Tuesday. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. That would be the post.
Right.
I guarantee it. In a duel for honor. He just couldn't get no satisfaction.
Yeah.
Trampled. Wild horses apparently could keep him away. Diabetes. Cupcakes did what heroin couldn't. # brown sugar.
Right, yeah.
And no matter what, there's going to be some form of I'll be sure to put dead flowers in your grave and a Johnny Depp to star in his biopic.
Oh, very nice.
And did I not nail everything we've ever talked about in this past hour?
Stabbed,
yes, yes.
Mick Dagger.
Ah, I love it.
He's going to die of complications.
Just of
that,
being
I guarantee
Keith
you,
Richards.
It's complications.
Yeah,
complications kills lots of people, but no
I just wait
divided.
For the headline that says "Rock Legend and Jack Sparrow's died passes away," and like that's like the headline.
No,
it says
"Rock Legend dies," but it's a picture of him in Pirates
and
of the Caribbean.
Caribbean. Yeah, I'll take either of those. That's good. Yeah,
B movie actor passes away.
We all forgot to write our. I guess God needed a.
Oh,
you know what yeah. I mean? That'll be the post that everybody.
I guess God needed a Coke dealer.
Yeah.
I like it. What does Facebook have to say about people that want to die?
Judson Cooper says, Jim Carrey has always been a favorite actor of mine, and I will be devastated when he goes.
Blackface Ventura.
So Ryan Timothy Bray says, Mick Foley, the wrestler.
I wonder if she'd be as devastated as his ex-girlfriend when he left.
Ooh, ouch.
Now he's an anti-vaxxer. Father.
Yeah, Jenny McCarthy's an anti-vaxxer.
No, I meant the girl that killed herself. Remember?
Oh, yeah, he went to trial for
that. That was pretty obscure reference I just made, huh? No, he's being sued for her death.
Did she? Oh, damn. Yeah, she set herself on fire and he went, smoke.
No.
I couldn't even get it.
That's horrible.
The only way you can make it better is if you put your ass to the microphone.
Yeah.
And fart while I...
And make and then it say smoking.
Let me ask you a few questions. Yeah. That's what... If the fucking lawyer does that to him...
But he does his character in Liar Liar.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Way to go, man. I'm kicking my ass.
Anyways, RTB says, Mick Foley, the man gave everything he could give to the thing that he loved, wrestling, and it made him one of the greatest entertainers of all time.
Greatest entertainer. I guess they haven't seen his comedy show.
Oh, hello. True, right? He does.
Hello. His spoken stories. Word. Yeah.
Which I haven't either, so I don't.
It might be amazing.
I mean, yeah.
He goes, he did all that while staying sweet and awesome human being, made a fat boy believe that he can be a world champion. Glad I was able to tell him that, too. Sometimes
the actual fat boys are...
Oh, fat boys. Aww.
Did they die? First off, fat
boys. They're super dead.
Are they all dead?
I'm pretty sure they're all
first
dead.
First the fat boys break up, and now there's...
They turn that bowling alley to a Baptist church.
I just said that, and we're passing by. And
just made that
oh,
up.
Oh, wow, that's really good.
They turned that bowling alley to a Baptist church. Anyway, Andrew Thomas said it would be nice to meet Patrick Stewart. He seems like a cool dude, and if he was hanging out with Magneto, that would be cool, too. George Delgado said Bryan Cranston, the actor who made me want to act. Athena Wood said Sir Ian McKellen is a man I admire. He played so many roles. He is versatile and he seems to have a bright spirit. I hope he sticks around for a very long time. And Samantha Lines Rick said, I've always wanted to split a bottle of wine or six with Helen Mirren and Maggie Smith. We'd prank call Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart while wearing tiaras.
That would be wonderful.
Very good.
Yeah.
So that's right, guys.
God damn it, Larry.
My mouth full?
It's perfect.
This is what happens on the podcast, man. Yes. So look, if you got kids and they have heroes, make sure that they write their memoriams while they're alive. Or if they're too young for that, just tell them.
We're all bringing up celebrities. One of their heroes are you or your dad. Or
now, were you – I have a question about that. Would you like? You, do you know guys that are like –
dead?
Their dads are like just their heroes.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Like I have a couple friends that are like that where it's like they just every conversation, so not every, but they all go back to how great their dad is. And they're just
Reagan's
super
the
heroes.
Thing.
Yeah, but he's, you. I mean, I like my dad. He's all right, but he's
I've never once – I mean, I hate to even say it, but I never once thought of like that's my hero.
No, know? But I know there's people like that. Like
yeah,
there are people,
like, people
that. I think maybe it's – no, because I've seen – I deal with a lot of high school students, and they write essays. And one of the essays they always make you write is talk about someone who's made an impact in your life and your hero. And a lot of girls will do the dads. Like, a lot of girls will be like, their father's a hero, and, like, they've done. Right. So
not the ones I date.
Yeah.
That's right. That's
thanks,
right.
Dad.
Yeah. More daddy issues in a magazine at a prostate clinic. So, yeah, man, if you got heroes – let your kids have them too.
Who's
yeah,
your dad's? Exactly. Who are your kids' heroes? Do they have any that you can think of?
My son's hero is Goku from Dragon Ball Z. And then my daughter's hero would be Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah.
I think my son is Jacksepticeye.
Who's that?
He's just a YouTuber.
Oh, my daughter's wicked into YouTubers.
Yeah.
But Goku is a good hero.
Yeah, he's positive.
He is positive, yeah.
Likes to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So parenting, fuck it. What'll happen?
All right, now it's time for my topic called Hey, That's Not Funny, where I talk about stuff that's not really funny. Today it comes from a scholarly journal called Research Society on Alcoholism, and the title of the article is Fake IDs Are a Red Flag for Problem Behaviors. So they researched 5,000 college students. Yeah, right? Obvious.
Got the hands up from Tom and Jay.
So in a sample of more than 5,000 college students.
Check it out. Shenanigans Digest.
individuals So they wanted
that's
to,
a
they,
daddy issue.
They already knew that, yeah, fake IDs lead to other problems, but they were trying to find out why. And they're realizing that if you were to give a fake ID to a like a bad kid who went and acquired it himself, obviously they're going to do something bad. But when you actually give a fake ID to a non – like a kid who doesn't really, they're more likely to use it for bad things even though they initially didn't want to.
The temptation's there.
It's the temptation there. Right. So
plus they could be the kid that – get that helps out their friends, or
right? Exactly.
Know.
Yeah. So it says authors speculate that the fake
ID
is
a hero.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. My hero's my friend Jerry, who had a fake ID and bought his beer. He died in a DWI.
It says, you know, the fake IDs may provide impulsive individuals with additional means and opportunity for problematic behaviors they might not have otherwise engaged in. So it's kind of simple, anyway. But it just led me for a good question today, which was, have you ever used fake ID or false identification, not just driver's license, but any time that you have faked your identity for somebody else's. And mine goes to when I was living in Colorado and my brother, this was an actual driver's license. I used my brother's Texas driver's license. So at this time I was maybe 19 years old. And I weighed about probably 280 pounds, maybe closer to 300. Yeah, I weighed a ton more. I had a bad – yeah, anyway.
How good were you at baseball? At
I was a first baseman. Okay. I didn't have to do much.
Wow. Are they a catcher?
No. God, my brother's a catcher. Dude, you got to freaking – if you're a catcher, my God. Anyway, I was a first base. You just stand there. And then you hit well. That's all you got to do. So my brother – who was a catcher, Ruben, he was very tanned. He was in very good shape. He looked nothing like me. I also had long hair at this time.
Right.
So, but he gave me his ID because he was like, I don't know, he had to be like 25 or something at this time. And I was in Colorado, so it was this Texas ID, and we would go into bars, and I would use that ID to get in. Now, mind you, we have similar features in the fact that we're all brothers. We have the same eyebrows, sort of eyes. We got Neanderthal forehead. We have the same smile, same features. But we did not look at all alike. But when my brother was 5 years old in a very bad pinata accident, he got hit. This is a thing. He was going for candy, got hit in the head. Right. His head split open, and he got a scar right here on his head.
Now,
if you look at my forehead, there is a scar right.
How did you get that?
I got in a car accident when I was 17.
Got it.
So
that worked out good for you.
Right? Yeah. So it was laughable because it would happen every time. And you know, bouncers, they don't really care that much and they're not going to spend too much time eyeing everything. So I'd hand it to them. They'd look at it. Look at me, do an automatic double take, like, what? And I'd be like, dude, I just gained some weight. Look at the scar. And once they had that point of reference, scar in that same spot, scar in that same spot, they're like, oh, okay, go ahead. Because I still had the same features, but that scar was what sold it every single time. Wow. It was awesome. Because we did not – and he was really tan in that picture too. Like, we looked nothing alike. I mean we did, but not really. Like, it was obviously not me. But once I point that scar, they fixate on that scar in the picture – fixate on my scar and let me write through every single time. It was awesome. So that was like the fake ID that I used. So it kind of worked pretty well.
Did you end up ever losing it? Like where it didn't work or they got taken away?
No, also, I think it was Texas. Like the fact that it was from Texas and I was, you know, I didn't look like everybody else in Colorado and I just looked so much different. Like oh God, there's no way that you've got long hair and you're way more like, it's gotta be like, who would try to pass this? Right. But that one, once I said, like, once they'd fixate on that scar, boom, it walked right through.
Yeah. It's like, it's me. Just don't go there. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, don't, look, I gained a lot. I let myself go, dude.
Do we really have to do this right now? I'm trying to go in here and have a good time.
Yeah.
Right. My answer is quick. No.
What?
I've never used a fake ID. But
you've always looked 38. Like,
yeah, I've looked 38
but
when
saying,
I was 24.
Not even to like getting a SeaWorld, like using your buddy, because I could also say Fiesta Texas.
I tried that too with using season passes and or thinking of that, and I never did. I just it's not that I wasn't willing to. It never came up. So the closest thing that I can come up with are two answers. One. Using my brother-in-law's military ID before they had the pictures on them to go to the BX,
and just buy things that were just priced higher but not taxed.
Tax-free, yeah.
I use my mom's Kroger card.
Yeah, yeah. No, really.
And then use Netflix, someone's password.
Never, I've never done that. I swear. But the thing that I did do a lot of times was buy cheap tickets to metal shows and then have a friend pass me their wristband
while they had
general admission. So I'd buy dirt cheap tickets.
Yeah.
They'd get – two guys would go in. One guy would stay. The other one would pocket the wristband. They'd tear it off, give it to me. I'd stick it with a piece of gum. And then I would just like act like I was rushing to see the show, and I would just show my wristband, and it would just let me in. It's the closest thing, right? Wow. So, I did that a lot, actually.
That's a good move, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. They don't give a shit.
Wow. Well, why would
general admission, dude?
I have a buddy of mine who would do that for. He wouldn't pay for a ticket, but for like a big festival, he would just get RCA cables. And a clipboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friend Victor that went to the
yellow
show
stage.
With us.
Brilliant. Yellow stage. And then like in a panic and they're like, go.
Yeah. No, my buddy had passes from other concerts and he would just look upset with a bunch of equipment and just flash him the thing and go, can you move please? Like, you're like, move. And then the security would get out of the way and he would just go in and dump the shit off the side and just... Yeah.
I never used a fake ID, but the only time, and I told this story on an earlier podcast, but the only time that I took in someone else's ID or their identity was in middle school when this one kid we knew moved out of the neighborhood, and at the time they had a free lunch system where you were assigned a number. A kid had a number, you tell them that number, they write the number down, you got free lunch. So when this kid moved out of town, he's like, y'all can have my free lunch number. It's like, you know, four-digit number. So me and two other friends rotated using this free lunch number, getting free lunch. So I took the identity of this kid getting free lunch off the system. Then it backfired because one day one of my friends decided – like I said, I'm going to use the number today, and I was in front of him. And so when I said the number, he did the bitch thing and say, no, that's my number. And it turned into like one of those things where it escalated into like, it wasn't a big deal, but because he escalated and he kept like, no, that's my number. That's my number. It's like, no, it's my number. And because he wouldn't let go, we both got in trouble, sent to the principal's office because we took in this kid who's no longer in the system anymore. But just to go show how lackluster the system was, you just tell them the number, they write it down. That's the only time.
You should be able to graduate for pulling that off, though.
Right. It was for like a whole month and a half of
eating
free lunch.
You're ready for society.
Right. I got it. Yeah.
Do you think if you would have dropped it, that it would have not escalated?
Yeah, but I wanted free lunch, and I didn't have any money.
You were first.
I was first, and I think –
Was it your day?
Huh?
Was it your day?
It was my day.
Then fuck that kid.
He was a bitch, dude. He cried in the principal's office, and then my mom, I remember, like, getting – she's like, what? Like, she got mad that they bothered her for such a bullshit reason.
Right.
Like, at first, she thought it was something serious. She's like, oh, that's it? Like, and she kind of got – just put him back on the phone – type of thing, like, oh yeah, he's been disciplined on the phone, blah blah blah. But it was like, you know, nothing. The other kid, he cried because he knew he was gonna get the shit beat out of him, you know, or not the shit beat out of him, like bad, but he's gonna get the belt or whatever, and he did because he got mad at me. He's like, I got the belt, and I'm like, well, you should have fucking let me eat my free lunch, you fucking asshole. Now we have to pay for a lunch now.
Look what you did.
We have to do things the right way. Yeah, so my criminal days were over. The only other closest thing to that was when I went to Japan, I had to pretend – and not really, but I was told I had to pretend I was my best friend's fiance because they only allowed family onto the bases, which where he stays.
Yeah, they're very serious about Mexicans over there too.
I go to Japan. So, well, that's the reason why – he's not related, but they're engaged. And that's the reason why. And they really did go through the process of staying there. Oh, we're engaged. That's where we're going on base. Kiss. And then they did – go that far.
It went to a hilarious rom-com of a
– yeah, it just turned into like a whole plot. I want that
– Adam finger. Sandler.
I want to be the subject of a biopic in that movie.
That's what Japanese do. Yeah.
But they can't find the genitals because they're all blurry.
But James Gandolfini passed away, so he can't play me. And then like the other person would have been like fucking Emma Stone, but he's dead or whatever.
What's his face? Frankenstein from Hotel Transylvania. What's his name? King of Queens?
Oh, Kevin James.
Yeah, yeah. He could play that guy.
Okay. Yeah. And Leo Romani could play, like, the friend.
Leonardo DiCaprio plays you.
Oh, fucking A.
Tom?
Anyways.
That's still, a good. What's the question again?
Fake ID.
Fake ID.
I think he's doodling.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's just simple. No. No, I'm kidding. What? I'm kidding.
It really is a yes or no Tom's question.
Tom's just doodling Freemason no, because symbols on his slogan.
I thought that was the Dark Crystal. Is it the Dark Crystal?
I don't know what I'm doodling. I'm just doodling. But yes, I did. I had obviously in high school, how do you not have a fake ID to get – and then in college, you got your fake ID. I had a buddy of mine's older brother.
You lived every part of an 80s movie.
Yeah.
From like summer camp.
I never went to summer camp.
To fake ID with the shorts. So the
we
swimming.
Even had – when I first went to University of Georgia, we had – we set up this thing where we noticed some ID and we made the ID. We made a poster board of the driver's license from the state, and we took the pictures and we had these
and
licenses.
We made it smaller.
We made
and
it
laminated.
Smaller. Yeah, we just went wow. Yeah,
like flat out movie style.
Yeah, that is so then movie we ended up style. Using that's in a movie, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking
so
hilarious.
We did some version of that, and then yes, we did do an 80s movie for that, and then
snuck into the women's the sorority.
We wrote a song specifically about the plot of what we were doing,
right. And then I worked in a bar or whatever. So they would when they would take away people's IDs,
oh,
like
smart.
I found a couple that looked like I had those. Nice. And so I was, once I started drinking, I was all in with that. So that, yeah, I was, that nobody, you're right. No bouncer ever really cared.
No,
you know, nobody went, oh, you don't look anything.
Oh,
like,
we can't take your
second.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What year were you born?
All we would do is give a hobo like 10 bucks to go buy us beer and let him buy a beer.
I would dress up older, period costume.
Oh yeah. Obviously, like in one
like
of those
Shakespeare,
big,
you know, with the big frilly
bikes.
Collars.
Yeah. What about you, Jay?
What is age stuff? By the way, Jess, that was the only laugh that bit has ever gotten.
What's that?
In 5 years of me trying to make that funny.
What? The dressing
period
up as
yeah, that no, made me so happy.
But because it's fucking ridiculous. It's great. I love it. Yeah.
I'm not really into, you know, hijinks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know that.
There is two like
Hijinks Weekly.
There was one time where I blew up my backyard in a 8th grade volcano project
right.
that involved butane, propane, and gasoline. Mm-hmm. And the cops showed up, and I didn't have any ID on me, but I realized that I found my brother's social security card, who was just kicked out of school for having a gun on campus.
Right.
And apparently was like took some shots at a cop because
you took the wrong ID.
Yeah, I took the wrong ID. But it was in my back pocket. When they're asking me my name, I was like, oh, it's Jay Weigott. And then they're like, is that Travis? And they're just like, no, yeah. no. Like, get him. They were saying get him over the walkie-talkie. And then something about a shooting cop. I don't know. And I was scared. I was like, no, I'm the good one. I didn't know.
I'm the white sheep.
I still have – I'm smart, but I don't apply myself.
Yeah. Like, come on, man.
They see potential. So, but luckily he didn't like frisk me or anything like that. He just kind of looked at my house, tried to call Child Protective Services, but our phone didn't have the number 5.
Because that's the number to Child Protective Services.
Well, there was 4 of them.
Yeah. Took it all.
It was 25. It was like 225 or 255.
Right.
And then 5505 or some shit like that. Yeah. And the cop was just staring at it. Like, there's no 5.
And yeah.
So.
Or 5 was the number that was going to eat your family when they were on their drug binges.
No, we just had a broken phone.
Oh, okay.
The other time I had a warrant, I had just met this dude at Denny's, and this group of us were like, hey, we're going to go to a place called Diamond J's. We're going to play some pool.
Diamond J's. Yeah.
And he got pulled over by a cop, and I knew I had warrants, but I didn't know if they'd ID me.
Like, what were your warrants for?
You know, being cool.
Right. Okay. Like, and chilling.
Being rad, you know? Just
fighting the man.
No insurance.
Using fake IDs.
not paying tickets because I lived in a car.
Okay. Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So like, and
I'm not speeding. I'm sleeping. Yeah.
So why should this be insured? It's my bed.
Yeah. Right.
So basically, I kind of tucked my ID under the seat, and like it was like a messy car, and a cop kept. He goes, "What's your name?" I was like, "Steve Allen Bennett." Because I realized that it sounded like 2 first names.
Yeah.
And also like a dead comedian from the
50s. Right, exactly. Yes.
So he just kind of looked at me like, okay. And then he called it in. He tried to research this. He was like, you don't show up in the Texas records. Like, yeah, I'm from Chicago. Right. And he was like, we'll be able to check that too. I was like, I don't have a driver's license.
Yeah, in Chicago.
You don't. He's like, you don't have a driver's license. It's crazy. It's like, take the Brown Line. I don't.
Yeah.
Why is this? That's weird. I don't need a license.
Jerry Gallo.
Dude. The dude focused just on me. The driver still getting a speed ticket, but he just focused right on me. He would not let this go. It made him mad. Because, like, I guess if he busted me, he can finally make detective.
Right.
If he can solve this mystery. Yeah. So, like, he had us wait outside, and he's going through the car. But it's so fucking messy.
So you just won't tell him your name?
No, fuck no.
No reason, yeah.
I'm committed to the bit now. I kind of – I need to see how far this will go. Like, so he's, like, taking through the car. And I'm like, fuck, I hope he doesn't find my ID. He looks around, doesn't find anything, and then he finally just gives up, gives the guy a ticket, and looks at me and is like, well, you know, you guys better go, or next time I'll find out just exactly who you are. I'm like, who's anybody?
Yeah, like, all existential.
Yeah. He leaves. I go to get my ID under the seat. Like, that was so awesome. And I pulled out a giant knife that the cop missed.
God damn it.
Fucking Keystone Cops.
He missed the giant knife and my ID under this fucking messy car. I'm like, how the fuck? Why is this? First of all, why is this knife in here? I don't know this dude.
Right. Right.
He's just a never kid like me just driving to pool.
At Denny's.
And then the kid's looking at me like, who the fuck are you really?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah,
so. And you're sitting on top of my knife.
Yeah, basically I stole someone's id.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Very nice.
Trying to bring a little class to this fart.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, a little
like
Sigmund it. Freud.
I like it.
Is that id?
Like
more like Sigmund Fraud.
Oh, hey. Pretty good. Yeah, so what did the farts on Facebook say? Let's take it back a notch.
Carlos Castro said, I used my friend's EverQuest convention pass to get in after the party.
Fuck you. I don't care if you can kick my ass.
Hell
yeah,
Zurlak of the Nevermoon Elf Clan.
Fuck up.
Stacey Medina says, nope, I just dated older men. Kidding. Okay, I did once. I was usually out with an older crowd, so I was let in.
Oh, right. Oh,
I'm just fascinated that everybody didn't have a fake ID.
This is crazy.
I didn't have a fake ID. You can pay a hobo.
Here's,
I thought that was fake.
I never got caught. I grew up in bars.
I thought fake IDs was a fake thing in movies.
An alcoholic.
Like,
I was playing darts and piano in eighth grade. All through middle school and most of high school. Because after school, we would just go to the bar.
You've had the most fascinating. You guys know Jay, right?
Yeah.
No matter what comes up, he's like, oh, I got this. Yeah. I used to do this for a living. Are you kidding me? I make posters. I've been in a band.
I'm like Kramer.
I've been
about
a chef. I built houses. All the N-word. Whatever you name, he's like, I've already done this for 7 years. I'm the best at this.
I'm not the best. I'm
but then he proves it.
Yes.
Look, I'm –
And I was like, you can't play this out of tune toy antique piano. And then Jay goes, yeah, you're right, I can't. I guess I can't.
That doesn't sound in tune.
Yeah, well, he made it in tune.
Justin Cooper says, nah, I just had the confidence and acted like I was old enough to buy booze. The receding hairline helped.
It sounds like you're saying
it.
Maggie Castello, Ivan said, yes, I used my best friend's sister's ID. I was 17. She was 24. I used it to get in the Copa, a.k.a. the Paper Moon, Snuffies, and Changes.
Ooh,
you ever been to Snuffies? You ever been to Changes?
This all sound like David Bowie songs.
I wanted to go to the best dance clubs to dance. I didn't have extra money, so I'd get to the club at 8 and dance till 2. Damn, that's commitment.
Yeah, moving up from those teenage clubs that they let underage kids go to. You go to the real clubs,
the
like Snuffies.
Fingers crossed.
Like Changes. Oh, God. Fingers crossed.
Wasn't that Sanctuary?
Straight up, but it's like, oh, we're going to go to Knuckles Deep after school. You want to meet us play pool at Knuckles Deep?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to Fingy Bangs.
why did Stinky Pink's close?
Fingy Bangs. With neon lights, it just fuck. Oh god,
but
damn
it has like
piggy bang.
It has like TNT, bangs, like explosions,
bangs.
Like it's a piggy bang.
But like someone holding dynamite, and then it blows up.
Piggy bangs. You're like, what? It's just like guys getting fingers blown off, right?
It's all ages club.
This is the bar in the 80s movie that he grew up in.
Hey man, you think they could let us into Fingy Bangs? It's all ages, man. I ain't got this fake ID for nothing. Yeah, that's the
I know a guy. We can get in through the kitchen.
Half the section of Oingo Boingo is playing because they soundtrack this movie.
Danny Elfman did the score.
So Oingo Boingo gets a nice appearance. They get to play a song of theirs in the movie for sure.
And it's Dead Man's Party, like every other movie.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Ryan Timothy Bray said, I used a buddy's ID to get into Blade 2 since it was 16 plus. I was only 15 at the time, went to buy a ticket, was refused, went to the arcade, buddy lent me his card, thought you didn't have proof of age on you. The ticket clerk asked with suspect, I forgot, he said. It was my only stammering reply. Good thing he didn't care that I wasn't a photo ID.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when when I was trying to skip school, I got busted by the cop when they took us back to the principal's office. But I got them to change my records to show that I was 18, not 17.
When I got busted for shoplifting, I forgot about this story. They asked me my name and I said John, and then they gave me a look and I was like, it's okay, it's really Juan, sir. And then they asked me my last name and then I say Castillo. And then they're like, you go to Harlandale, right? I go, yep. And then they're like,
that's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah. It was a Mexican Foley's security.
Foley's.
And he goes, and what's your address? And I was like, 12338 Division Road, 78225. I just gave him the address of a restaurant that I just memorized, right? And he's like, all right, you can call your parents. I was like, yep. And then I called my parents, walked out, and they're like, oh, so you're banned from Foley's? And I was like, no, Juan Castillo is.
Oh, he goes to Harlandale.
He goes to Harlandale. There's probably some Juan Castillo who just went in to buy some Adidas basketball shorts and got fucking arm-barred.
Yeah. Stay out of Woolworths!
Andrew Thomas says, I was always too scared to. Matthew Wayne says, unfortunately, I never did, but a friend in high school got some good random guy's ID and it was good enough to work at the liquor store. It helped that my friend could grow a beard by 16.
Right on.
And Rachel Norberg said, on-site security assessments for vulnerability and exploitation testing. That's all I'm going to say.
What?
I actually changed my own name. I never legally changed my name, all my IDs are under a different name than my birth certificate.
Wow. What was your name? Sim Tommins?
No, it was originally Tom Farrell. My birth certificate is Tom Farrell, and then, throwing a divorce and then getting, then my mom just got a social security card under Simmons. And
I was never, made a name?
So I was never, Simmons was the new guy's dad, the new guy. So it just sort of, over time, I'd had that, and then you're at college, and I had problems because my license would be under one name, and my things would be under another name, and crazy, so I sort of over time accumulated enough, a power bill and a thing, that said Simmons that I just went ahead, so that I just went ahead and changed my driver's license to Simmons, and then I got my passport under it. So it's like I never really went through the process of getting my name legally changed, but.
There's enough.
So once your stepdad got you home, you weren't a feral anymore.
Oh, stupid.
What? Yeah,
feral.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I just like the fact that you're part Lebanese and you were able to sneak into this country with this false identification, and now you're bringing up all these conspiracies, and you seem to know a lot about 9/11.
Yeah, man. Come on, dude.
Yes.
Yeah. What were in those pizzas?
Love.
Well, do you know this? The last few pieces were like in a triangle form.
Illuminati. Yeah. Ooh, it is Illuminati.
The eye of the hurricane was almost over San Antonio. The eye, the Illuminati's eye, all seen. Exactly.
Fuck the Freemason. I could take you to some freaky Freemason shit that's down the road.
I like
if you
pizza.
Want to see it. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Anyway, I genuinely saw someone share a Katy Perry passing out on stage and then tied it into Illuminati. Like,
oh, I saw it.
Yeah, MK Ultra, dude.
I was fucking laughing. I was like, holy shit, this person's serious. They genuinely shared this.
Yeah, what's that called? I think people generally just know, in your somewhere inside of our brains, we know
we're being lied to.
That we've created this illusion that we all live in, and so we know that somehow we know that's true in our core, and so we can look around us, and then you see that it's this thing we've built.
I wish I could make mine better.
What?
That's even sadder
your
when I hear that.
World better?
Yeah. Like, I feel that way when I hear white privilege. I'm like, oh, man, how did I miss out on some of that?
Didn't cash those dollars. Didn't cash those checks.
You are, bro.
Yeah, you are.
Don't worry. You're
I got a record
advantage.
That proves otherwise. Yeah.
But imagine how bad that record would have been had you been black.
That's right. Hey. Can you imagine if you weren't white when that cop came to your house and you're like, I'm the good one, right?
David Robinson is. And then you would have been arrested.
No, I would have had to say, I'm one of the good ones.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and they would have been like, nope.
Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, kids using fake IDs. That's not funny.
No, it's not.
No, it's not serious business.
No, strictly.
I think it's harder now than it was when
business.
I was a kid.
Strictly business.
Probably.
80s movie.
You got to rely on older siblings. I think that's what you do.
Yep.
Yeah, hobos.
Or just that dude who's 24 and still hangs out at the high school parties.
Yep, yeah, that's the guy. That's the guy's idea.
That hangs out at Fingy Bangs.
Yeah. That's right. It's all ages, man.
He's the manager there.
The manager at Fingy Bangs. Well, Tom, Jay, thank you so much for joining us. And as you know, this isn't your first time on Public Access, so I'm sure you know this is an educational podcast. You know, so we like to ask our guests and ourselves what we came to know. What made you come to learn something new about yourself, the world, and who knows, beyond that? So think about your answers, and we'll start with Jess. Jess, what did you come to know?
I come to know that their conspiracy theories, like conspiracy theorists, I think there's tiny shreds of truth in everything they say, and if we just kind of ease off and just, like, dig just a little bit, but not too deep. Don't Alex Jones it. Yeah. Just look at it on the surface and go, yeah, I can believe in that. Just as long as you don't go gay frogs about it, I think there's truth in every little conspiracy theory. If you just kind of dig deep, but not too deep. Don't go too deep. Don't Alex Jones it.
What I came to know is that Lenny Bruce Lee chasing the dragon is probably something that needs to get made, if not in a movie, but a graphic novel.
Fun sketch.
Yeah. Fun sketch, maybe. A graphic novel. Just a continuous story. Because he's always chasing the dragon. I think it'd be great.
But that's what it has to be called, chasing the dragon.
But
the
it starts off with him mysteriously dead in his apartment.
Isn't this you're basically describing, ladies and gentlemen, Lenny Bruce, the book.
Right.
But also
Bruce Lee.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But he's a martial artist.
But it just turns
just
out
just a little more Jewish.
Yeah. It just turns out that it was a big statue that punched him for making fun of a
golem.
Priest. Yeah, a golem. Yeah. A golem instead of a just fucking Chinese thing.
I've come to know that I thought that, like, just using fake IDs was, like, a rite of passage for everybody, but, like, nobody did it, apparently.
Absolutely not.
Like,
white,
what
man.
The yeah. hell?
No way.
Like, no one used – oh, man.
I'm shocked by that, too, to be honest.
Yeah. I thought – and especially from the online, I figured a bunch of people would have stories of using fake IDs.
I got – on this, I got – I learned, you know, when you were talking about Bruce Lee and all the stuff about him, and also the other guy. What was
Jackie
the other
guy? Chan?
Yes. Like, that was all new to me. I didn't know a lot of that stuff. So it was very cool to sort of hear that. Like, I like when you can – you learn something from somebody that's – you're genuinely excited by the guy. And you can hear it when you're saying it. Yeah, that's what I – so that was good.
Well, it's been like 16 years and you guys have done no research on 9/11.
Yeah. Nothing that sticks.
This is true.
Just one-sided.
I know what day it is.
The start.
Yeah, I'll never forget.
What day?
So your research
has cleared it up that they were that the commission report is correct.
No, I don't read.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
Okay,
you got your tongue.
No, but I got some YouTube videos that prove.
That's right.
I just know that there's a guy who's giving a thumbs up right before it happened, and that picture is real. It's not.
Oh, you mean with the shark coming towards the World Trade Center?
No, it was a widely spread photo that was very convincing, and it's of a tourist on the other tower while the other tower or the plane. It's like right when the plane's making impact, and it's a guy giving a thumbs up right when it's happening. It's super convincing picture, like when you see it like on a like
until
a small low
they don't
low
let
res whatever.
The
it's like it's a totally Photoshop job.
Yeah, it was an inside Photoshop job.
Right. Yeah, he was doing the Roman thumbs up.
as opposed
Caesar.
Yeah.
Like, let them live. And they were like, we didn't learn how to fly these planes. We were just trying to scare you guys. Yeah, we didn't take the whole class.
Roman thumbs up is death, bro.
Oh.
But what's Roman thumbs down?
Sheath the sword. You guys are smart, y'all.
And then sideways is just straight up mediocre. It's like,
this was death.
And this was death also.
This was, put your sword away. Let him live. Sheath your sword.
Thumbs down.
So
was
it's the opposite?
Yeah.
Thumbs down was
good? Here's the thing about Roman culture. They were sadists.
Right.
And they were awful people. And the mere violence of blood act is, thumbs up, fuck yeah, let's murder.
Okay.
Oh, he's going to let him live, boo.
Well, guys, it's been fun as always. Tom, if you can one more time let people know where they can find you.
At T Simmons Comedy is my Twitter and Instagram. Tom Simmons on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So hit me up there. And then I have Tom and Owen on is my new YouTube page. My own, my son insisted that we started. I started a YouTube page.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I did that so that I can monetize these videos, I guess.
Let's do it. Let's make some
and
money.
Get them on focus for the team.
That's right.
Yes. As an incentive. Okay, well, then you got to up your game.
That's right. That's true. Yeah.
We get more hits if you get more hits.
Yes.
Yeah exactly.
Right. Yeah, that'll be a great video when he bats, if he strikes out a bunch and then it's just me yelling at my kids. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's awesome. And you just titled it like enthusiastic baseball speech from dad.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's, swing! Get your foot down earlier! How many times you gotta hear it? You're killing your mother! I'd love you more if you got a hit.
Yeah.
That's encouraging.
It is encouraging. Yeah,
that's real from those other. Love. That's real shit from those other parents.
You just gave Regan a flashback, dude.
Like, no, you just changed it with like if you were as good as your brother.
Oh man,
replace that stuff.
Yeah.
My dad did that by raising my brother and not me.
Ooh. Don't even bother the heads up.
Yeah.
he's gonna out shitty dad you right now.
Oh, absolutely.
No. Yeah, his dad had the decency to leave.
Yeah, exactly. See? Yeah. That's the common comeback.
Yeah,
which is true. My dad did the good thing, took off. So Jay, what did you come to know?
No, I'm serious about the 9/11 thing.
This is why
pizza drunk.
Look, man, that building wasn't that well constructed anyways, WT7. It was notorious for being a crumbling piece of shit.
All at once.
Yeah, all at once. You could see the devil in the clouds.
What do you mean? It had been rebuilt and fortified as like a base to go to in terrorism.
What about WTC 3-6?
Have you seen enforced building like that?
Have you seen this country's infrastructure?
There's a church right next to the World Trade Center in which tombstones weren't even knocked over.
Well, maybe they should have believed in God.
And somehow cell phones worked on airplanes.
Well, cell phones do work on airplanes.
They do now. They did not in 2001. Or whatever year that happened.
No, they were just told that it would kill the airplane.
No, they did not work.
Why?
They don't work now. Unless you're on Wi-Fi.
No, well, they're low enough. If they're flying low enough, it depends on how what the altitude.
But back then it was cell tower.
I don't know.
But to be fair, they were closer to the cell tower than normal.
I don't know. I just like I say, there's a pile higher than fucking World Trade Center 7 of circumstantial evidence. So I don't know how you can.
Where's the plane in the Pentagon? That one is like the kind of blatant one.
What do you mean?
I let it go when you mentioned it earlier, but they released like a whole bunch of pictures recently.
Recently?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Doubt it. Photoshop job.
Well, yes. Fake news.
Fake news. All right. And where can people follow you and find you, JY Godden?
Ah, fuck you.
Tower 7 is a lie.
I haven't had the heart to change it. I'm trying to capitalize. You know what? I took out my bookings on my website. I got rid of that.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Hereticscomedy.com?
Let's push that.
So, you know what I mean? If you want to see us, then you need to.
Our buddy Stuart Huff has a CD coming out tomorrow.
Okay.
And if you want a really great CD, pick up Stuart Huff.
It's actually awesome. My son's actually made me listen to it twice driving him to school.
No shit?
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, we had to watch him do it live.
You had to watch his son make Tom listen to the CD live? That's pretty cool.
See on his YouTube channel.
That's awesome. Well, guys, thank you all so much for joining us. You know, we can't wait for you to come back. It's always a pleasure.
It's really hard to leave.
As he's packing up to leave. Thanks for the pizza. Thanks for the memory. Jess, what's going on?
Same old stuff. Thanks, guys, for listening to us on oneofus.net. We super appreciate it. If you want more Comedia Go-Go goodness, go to comediagogo.com. We got all kinds of new videos. We got our movie. We got comedy specials. We got all kinds of good junk. Thanks
comedy
for
comedy specials?
Yes. Larry's got a comedy special called Big Mama God and the Hazel Eye Monster. Monster, and Larry and Regan's comedic duo, Big Red and Barbacoa, as well as our feature-length movie, Blood Cousins. They are available for sale on our website, comediaagogo.com. They are very funny, very awesome, and very well put together, if I don't mind saying so myself. And other cool videos, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, at comediagogo, and you can hashtag public access, and you can also take a part in our conversations on the Facebook Happy Camper, Public Access Happy Campers Facebook page. We love to read your answers on our show. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And if you want to see any of us in your town, message us. Why not? Fly us out. Pay us money.
Yeah.
And get us a place to stay.
And if you're in San Antonio, you can see Public Access live coming up September 21st on Thursday at the Blind Tiger. Donations at the door will get you in. It's going to be a great fucking show with good old classic friend Chris Mata, past guest. Good times. Can't wait to see you there.
So, Jay, thanks again. Tom, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks, man.
And we appreciate you guys listening. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we'll Lenny Bruce Lee you later. Here comes the force! Here comes the force!
OneOfUs.net has been your one-stop shop for all things geek for years. But there's a side to them many of you have never heard. The subscription side. Subscribe and listen to great podcasts like The Breakfast Pub, The Original Gentleman, and the Watch a Movie With Us series. Head on over to OneOfUs.net and don't forget your towel.